The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, and at swn.shiningwizards.com.
What's up, everybody? This is the Ace of Belts, Dave Milliken, WWE Beltmaker. You're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwback Radio Podcast.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The Shining Wizards Network proudly presents
the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast
with your hosts,
the Impact Playa, Phil Rea, and Dave Mega Powers.
DMC, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, December the 20th, 2013, you're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, from the current to the way back. You like that voice, huh? Of course, as always, your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Rea, and I'm joined by...
First of all, I'm appalled that you even have other people on the show besides myself. My show.
Shut up, Dave.
Fuck you. You piece of shit.
Mr. Piece of Shit.
Say it, Dave. Say it.
All right.
This is the Mega Powers.
And we are joined in studio by our special guests, Shining.
When you're talking about Matt, you mean special.
Yay! Shining Wizards Matt and Tony. Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, wait, that's me. What are you talking about?
The fake overweight
Larry. I hope
Larry.
You choke on a Christmas cookie.
Call me Tickle.
In front of your kid.
And
you die on
Day.
Christmas.
Well, folks,
on
thanks
Christmas
for joining
Day.
Us. Good night.
Before he can even open up his big gift.
Well, that is the big gift, Matt.
Oh, no.
What'd you do?
What did you do, Phil?
No, nothing. That was just a delay. I clicked on the chat for the rant. We're on a rant live, by the way.
788-878-6394
is the phone number to call in.
What's that number?
718-878-6394. I want to thank Double A and his crew for letting us come on tonight, doing the live thing. Join the chat room and all that good stuff. All right. Tank's in the chat room. Hello, Tommy. Shout out to Tommy. So what's going on, boys?
Nothing.
Not
what's going
all.
On with you?
Make the trek out from
just eating all the pizza
state.
And all the cookies and don't the beer.
Don't even get me started.
What?
This fucking rotten island.
What's
this fucking misery. This fat idiot doesn't know what stairs are. Fucking sit
How
outside.
The fuck did he get up here, then?
I sit outside the fucking ferry docking station.
It's a ferry, not fairy.
So you guys were docking over
there? Ferries are
on
Christopher Street.
We were docking, and I wish there was a ferry sucking my dick.
You were docking?
Yes.
You know what docking is, right?
Yes. I took my penis.
All right.
And I put it in his penis, and then we pulled the foreskins over. Boom, it's like a Chinese finger trap for the gays.
You can't call gaze. A Chinese finger trap, dude. That's not
the gook finger trap?
Yeah.
Oh! Where's my inappropriate bell?
Ding,
yeah, really,
ding.
Where is it?
Listen, I'm learning those languages. I know what's going on.
Yeah, how is your Asian classes that you flat left us for?
Daijoubu.
Oh, see, I'll take a number 7.
Ni hao.
Yeah, number 7.
I'm not learning that language. I'm not communist. I'm all American.
Can I may I ask a question?
No.
All right. No, go ahead, Matt.
Continue on.
So, on this, him, Dave, Mr. Powers, the Mega, learning the Chinese language. Does anybody
else? I'm
not
learning the Chinese language.
It's all the same, bro.
You were taking Korean and Japanese, weren't
you?
Yeah. It's all the same.
It's pretty much all the same.
Listen. Does anyone else unintentionally put the Chinese voice on when they order Chinese food?
Yeah.
Like, I start off, like, normal. I'm like, hey, what's going on? I want to give me a number 7. And, like, my girlfriend's like, what are you doing? I'm like, what? I'm ordering Chinese food.
Yeah, because nobody else does that.
No, you're wrong. Because they're like, they ask you, like, what do you want with it? Like, do you want fried rice? Do you want white rice? Do
you
want?
You can all say, fried rice.
You want Pepsi 7-Up? Why you make trouble?
What's Pepsi?
Pepsi. Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Cold Pepsi, Two Pepsi?
I have no idea what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. So you're not, I don't know. Either way. All right, so we're doing this live thing. It's our first annual Christmas.
We're live.
They're live. And the boys made the trek out from the Garden State. You know, like 90% of the country's eggplant comes from New Jersey, right?
Camden?
Duh.
No, eggplant. Do Facha Ditsun? No, not like that, not that eggplant.
Wow, we get a whole talking to before the show.
Jesus. I didn't say
and then
anything.
He just fucking comes out.
No, I'm just saying, like, don't drop the N word,
man.
Is
this? What do they got? Beers? What are you doing?
No, in Sicilian, it's the faccia di zun means the face of color, the face of charcoal.
And faccia di struns means the face of shit.
What are you trying to say?
No, di zun. Never mind.
You're trying to steal my gimmick?
Faccia di struns.
No, never mind.
That's a fangula.
Hey, right. See, AA said it. New Jersey, the eggplant state.
The Mamelukes. The Bacchagalu.
Anyway.
This is a pretty sweet man cave you got here, Phil.
Thank you, sir. It's still under construction. I didn't put
it's a very hot man cave.
All right, shut the air. Dude, really? I don't have couches. Phil. I don't have Studio A, Studio B. Fucking
I was referring to the sexiness of this room right now.
What's that?
Oof. I was referring to all the sexy in this room right now.
Anyway, is it decorated with eggplants? Yes, AA, it probably is. By the way, I hate Starrcade 89. You know what, Tony C?
Whoa, am I the only one that likes Starrcade 89?
No, I love Starrcade 89. It's my favorite.
You just
favorite.
Said you hated it.
No, Tony C said he hates it in the chat room.
Tony C?
No, fuck him.
You thought it was Tony Z, didn't you?
No.
No, absolutely not.
Open your fucking ears, jackass.
Would you shut up?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Go back to eating your fucking cookies.
All right. Enough. All right.
So what's on the agenda tonight, Mr. Raya?
All right, so before we get into our throwback, take a couple of calls, I want to just do some current stuff like we normally do. Now, Dave.
Wait, what's that number people got to call?
Hold on. Yeah, I do refer to it as the armpit of America. You're right, Tank.
But, New Jersey is the gardens.
Yeah, have you been to Newark? But yeah,
it's
there should be another
paradise.
So Dave's not really hip to the current stuff, man, unless it involves some kind of Japanese flavor, you know?
Well, he's still going through his midlife crisis?
Pretty much. So, I did watch the pay-per-view last week. Did you guys watch TLC? I know you watched TLC last week. You talked about it on the podcast. You didn't. You watched TLC, right?
Yeah, some of it. Yeah.
You know, I enjoyed it. It wasn't terrible. They've had worse this year, anyway. They had a lot worse, to be honest with you.
Oh yeah.
And I was listening to the pre-show on the rant, and they were. You know, what's cool about the rant too is they hype all the pay-per-views really good. They have a nice little pre-show beforehand. And I watched it, and I wasn't too disappointed until I saw the women's match.
Oh, come on. Give the women a break, bro.
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry. I can't,
it's
I can't 2013. Watch it. I can't watch women's wrestling.
Women's lib, bro.
Women's lib where?
In the WWE. They're equal.
Hey,
they have their own spinoff
that
show.
Matsumoto match.
That's different.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I love women's wrestling and the World Wrestling Entertainment. I think they're sexy. I think they're talented. And I think that division is going to carry the business into the next decade.
You fucking chill.
You're delusional.
No, seriously. Come on.
Completely.
Dude, the Bellas have gotten so much better. The Funkadactyl, at least one of them can go. You got Natty.
Is it the one that it hurts when she has sex?
You watched that show? Right.
Now you took it to a whole nother level.
I watched one episode, and it's like the Meatloaf story on VH1. I couldn't turn away.
I like Meatloaf.
Like the food or the...
No, the artist. Yeah, I love Meatloaf too, though.
So, okay. Wait, the food or the
wait,
artist?
Wait, no, never mind.
Both.
So you watched that Total Divas show? I didn't...
It was on one day, and I was flipping through the channels because there's nothing on, and I just put it on. I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch this. Done. Like 2 hours, I just sat there.
I'm going to watch it.
I'm waiting for the marathon.
I can't commit myself to like... Those channels do that with the reality show. That's how I got into Hogan Knows Best. They do like the...
Wait, somebody actually got into Hogan's Knows Best?
Is this going to make my cobra bigger?
So one of the Funkadactyls...
right. Is dating you, so, right?
Yeah, it's the other one who's dating just some dude who's got, like, a big unit, and it hurts her when she has sex with him.
A big dick.
It's, like, weird. It's, like, I'm watching this, and I'm like, but this is, like... And then I watch WWE, and I'm like, this is catered toward children.
And she's
but
talking
divas,
shit.
Like, they're having... her and her boyfriend are going to have a sex party.
Yeah.
Like, he comes home, and she's got, like, champagne and whips and ball gags. And I'm like, this isn't PG-13. Ball
wait, gag. Wait, is this... How many people are going to this sex party?
Just the one Funkadactyl whose vag hurts when she has sex with her enormous boyfriend and her enormous boyfriend's penis.
So wait, nobody else
that's
is
not
invited?
Really a party.
No, that's two people.
It takes two to tango.
It does take two to tango, as the cliche goes.
She should just take it in the
company, three.
Well, this
crowd.
Dude's probably painting her pancreas with his, with, you know, Captain Cockstrong. He's probably doing the thing to her.
It's not going to last.
And then you know, it has to. I mean, how long can you put up with that?
He's ruining her for everybody else.
I don't know. The fucking hot dog down the hallway syndrome, I guess. Right? I don't know. But I digress. Right, Tony?
Yeah, let me see them sausage fingers.
Fuck that shit.
Nice. You got fucking Joey Janela calling me sausage fingers. Good job. Hope that all works
Joey
out.
Joey Janela got upset because we interrupted his program for King Mabel. Sorry.
Yo, fuck Joey Morella. Isn't he supposed to be dead? Why don't he just stay dead and stay buried? Fuck him.
All right. No, again, I'm going to catch up with that Total Divas thing. I just have...
Please don't waste your time.
No, I'm going to... Like a Sunday to it. I can't do weekly, man. I can't. I just can't watch.
Have the wife and the kid join you.
No, that's not going to happen.
Just watch John Cena and Eve acting when Zack Ryder got hurt by Kane, and that's pretty much the show.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I heard you and Eddie talking about it a few months ago.
Sorry, swallow first before you speak.
Yeah, at least I turn off the microphone when I eat, you fucking slob.
Am I eating?
Not yet.
What did I miss?
All right, we talked about this in pre-production. Don't bring your show drama to this show.
Well, I should have just came without him then.
You might as well have. You left me at the ferry for 40 minutes.
Anyway.
Now he's eating.
You and Eddie do watch the show. Well, you watch the show and you were telling Eddie about it.
I've never...
He only watched one episode.
You fucking fat bastard.
Stop talking trash about that man while he's eating. He said he watched one episode
for 2 hours. So he had his pants down. He kept rewinding it and playing it and rewinding it and playing it.
It wasn't the Sunny video.
Oh, you remember that video? That old gag.
Ugh.
Really?
Shout out to Sunny, by the way.
I'm not ugh for the video. Ugh, because I'm tired of hearing about the video. Why do I sound like a Jewish woman?
Point in my life. That was like my first jack-off video.
Sonny, well, speaking of podcast cancer.
Speaking of Sonny, she's in recovery. That's good.
Yeah, good for her.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers over here now.
We wish her a speedy recovery.
We'll get into chat rooms pretty live. Shout out to Tony C, who's in there. Darth Rob. That's Rob. Oh, we got a call.
Is that our first call? Lopez.
Who's this human?
I don't know.
Calling?
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. What's your name? Where you from?
This is Rage.
What's up, Rage?
What's up, Phil?
You tell me, baby.
Well, you know, I hear you guys talking about Total Divas, so I'm going to do what everybody on the network probably hates, the fact that I hate what I do, and that's just trash it. So I gave it two episodes. I gave it two episodes. They weren't two episodes like, back-to-back. Like, I watched one episode then and then one, like, later in the season. I'm going to tell you right now, don't even waste your time with that shit.
Did you see the one where John Cena made the Bella Twins sign that contract?
Yeah.
Wait, what contract is this?
That she needs to sign it to live with him just in case shit goes bad.
There we go.
She's got to move out in, like, 2 weeks. She can't steal his shit. She can't squat. She can't be a whore.
It sounds good to me.
I think it's a great idea. And he's been burned in the past. You can't blame the guy for protecting himself.
Absolutely.
Rage in the Cage, you still there?
No. He's still there.
No, I think what happened, Rage, if you can, brother, call us back. We actually we lost the feed there for a second, so we had to come back to the feed. So
yeah, I apologize for that.
It's cool, man. It's cool. You're good.
So wait, that bitch signed the contract?
I don't know. It was the next episode, and it wasn't on. The marathon was over. Fucking Keeping Up with the Kardashians was on next, and I ain't watching that shit.
You don't jerk off to that show, too?
Nah, because Chloe's been destroyed by the black guy, so.
How the hell do I do now?
All right. That's all right. Let him call back, bro. It'll be easier.
Yeah, but then how do I?
Hit the, it'll ask you to add it. It'll ask you to add it. We're just learning Skype, folks. It's okay. It's all good. We got
it
all under control.
We're not supposed to be talking about this kind of stuff on air.
What, Skype?
We're live, yeah. Bro.
This is Future Shock.
All right. I'll do some music so Phil can talk.
No. I have no idea what's going on. I think I broke something. Future Shock.
Sting.
Well, Rage is 100% against the Diva Show. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah, I caught that. I was just trying to...
I'm guessing everybody's against the show.
It's just crappy reality TV, and you just get sucked in.
Huh.
And I think it's more easy for me to get sucked in because I'm a wrestling fan.
So hit the plus sign, right?
That's the one.
Rage Cage is going.
Hold on. Rage, you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm going to make this quick because Double A is like already pissed off at me. So I'm going to make this like really quick.
Why is he pissed off at you?
Because he doesn't like Total Divas.
It's like every show you would watch on VH1. It's just nothing but it's these chicks just bitching and complaining, and then you know John Cena gets a too much airtime, and then you got the Bellas, and they're crying about bullshit, and then I mean
that's what women
that
do,
JoJo
my man.
JoJo gets less airtime on that show, and I'm kind of it's probably for the best because I really don't think JoJo shouldn't be associated with a show like that.
No, JoJo looks like she works at 7-Eleven down a block from my house.
She's a star fucker.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Ladies live. They got to get ahead somehow, right?
I don't know.
Terrible, though. Yeah.
Tony with his...
I can't, again, like I was telling the guys, Rage, I can't commit to something like that. Yeah, I know it's wrestling related. That's probably the only reason why I'll wind up watching it anyway. But I can't commit to that weekly, bro. That just... You know,
And then you got the people that I'm most closest with on this network feeling sorry for Nikki Bella. Like, what the fuck did this world come to?
Yeah, well, that's because it's the pussification of America, brother.
Listen,
you know
she's
that.
A human being. Everybody deserves a little.
And she got tig old bitties now, man. Come on.
That's another reason why.
They're plastic.
I've seen better tits on prostitutes.
I've seen better tits on Matt.
Yeah.
That must be.
Well, thank you for your piece.
Of course. All right.
Keep your hammer hanging, buddy. Thanks.
Right. Merry Christmas, brother.
Hanging.
Why not?
Yeah, so what it is, it's... Look, what's interesting is that they're like normal people. And I don't care if it's glorified or it's a scripted show. It makes sense that
so
the Bella...
So what you're telling me is that they're just like us.
I feel that way.
No, sometimes. They're not just
they're
like
not
us.
They're not just like us. They have money.
Yeah.
And they wrestle.
And look, then they act
just,
like us.
It's just interesting to watch Daniel Bryan and the other Bella argue and then him tell her to go make him a sandwich. It's funny.
Well, that's what they're made for, right?
Yeah, that and putting it in their butt.
So who's the hotter one, Nikki or Brie?
I don't know.
It's Brie. The one with the real tits.
The fucking chick with
fuck
the red
you
hair
with
that's
the
not
real
a Bella.
Tits.
Fuck that.
Eva Marie.
Oh, that redheaded bitch? Fuck that bitch.
Eva Marie.
She's so. Yeah. You're talking about the redhead.
The dirty whore.
Ugh. She's
terrible.
Awful. She's really
awful?
Awful. Yeah, she's awful.
All right, Kayla Sparks, relax over there.
Listen.
Kayla Sparks.
Fucking kill yourself. Jump out the window.
Kill yourself.
Soft
you,
and wet.
You work, you provide for a family, and you spent money on a Kayla Sparks DVD.
And?
Kayla
and
Sparks
is
16 years old. She works at Cups.
She's...
And she's a professional wrestler.
What is Cups?
The yogurt place.
Oh, there's one in Bayonne. I like that place.
Yeah, Cups is badass.
We're losing focus
I'm sorry,
here, people.
I'm sorry.
No,
go figure.
I like that place. That's a fine establishment.
Yeah. They get all sorts of sorbets and yogurt.
Yeah,
wait a second.
Like,
do they have sprinkles
by the pound?
Yes. They have sprinkles.
They have
gummy bears. Reese's Pieces. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Raisinets.
Oh, shit. Sour Patch Kids.
You can't eat that kind of shit on cold ice cream. It gets hard and it breaks your teeth. Don't
I agree
you realize
with Tommy.
This?
I put like nuts in
even chocolate
on
chips
shit.
Are awful on fucking
wait,
ice cream.
Wait a second.
Says
you were having
down cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies on your pizza. What the fuck are you
on my
about?
Pizza?
Yeah.
When?
Well, in my gullet after I ate my pizza, I ate a chocolate chip
why don't
cookie.
Why'd you put that wine down and then, you know, reserve yourself?
Yeah, have
you're
some
on the air right
that.
Now.
You guys want to talk about Total Divas and anything else current?
No, I
want to
talk about fucking yogurt.
878-6394. What?
So I didn't get the TLC. You don't, kayfabe, you don't pay for that, right?
Who,
yes,
Phil
he does. Phil
yeah.
pays
I
for it.
Pay
what
for
are
cable.
You fucking talking about?
Oh, good, okay.
Yeah,
Phil goes down to the local Hooters on Highland Boulevard.
Wait, Phil doesn't have one of those illegal black boxes?
I used to.
Why is it got to be black, nice. Bro? Here we go again.
Stop with the racism, dude.
Yeah, Tony.
No, I'm going to back Dave. It is a black box.
Dave, man.
Jesus. It's black. No one ever says, oh, did you get the scrambler green box?
It's an African-American box, bro. Calm down.
Stop being an enabler, Tony.
African-American people are brown. They're not black.
So
they're not.
Their palms are like a little bit white.
No one's black. If the tar in the driveway got up and walked around, that would be a black person. It would.
Wow. All right. We got to stop. I'm going to take this too far, Phil.
TLC, highlights.
Again, I enjoyed the main event. Was fantastic. Yeah. Why Ziggler is on the pre-show with Damian Sandow? Because
he sucks, bro. It's over. Ziggler is not over in the
former world
sense.
Champion.
He sucks. So is Great Khali. I rest my case.
He's the same great world champion that CM Punk took. How he kind of flew under the radar. They made him the world champ. They took it away from him. He won Money in the Bank twice.
So he's the next CM Punk. They're doing the same.
It's over.
So wait, Great Khali is the next CM Punk?
The thing with Punk is, I think Punk is a little more personable, like character-wise, than Ziggler's is. So I don't think he would. It's like the same way, but I don't know.
I think Punk was unique in his own right. Absolutely. But I think Ziggler's falls into the Shawn Michaels, Mr. Perfect category. They're marketable. They're marketable dudes. He's got the show off. He looks great. The girls go crazy for him. The guys want to be him. He can wrestle.
Doesn't touch the audience.
I think he does touch the audience. When he cashed in that Money in the Bank at Raw after WrestleMania, holy shit, that place went crazy. So I think they're just trying to find a spot for him. And until it's just CM Punk, what did he start in 2006? Yeah. And he didn't get the stage until, what, 2011? So 5 years he was in mid-card hell? Nothing against Justin Credible, but you're wrestling Justin Credible on ECW. You're wrestling fucking the ECW zombie, whatever other nonsense they had CM Punk doing.
I'm going to get Timmy Austin on soon. He's a Staten Islander.
You know, like,
he's a good dude.
Ring of Honor people were losing their shit when he made his debut. They didn't use him properly. They gave him the belt. They took it away from him. And they put him in terrible feuds with Rey Mysterio, Randy Orton.
I think you're out of your mind, Matt.
That's a possibility. I've really had a stressful evening.
Chat room saying the main event was piss poor. I thought the match was quality.
Wait, the main event of TLC?
Yeah.
What the fuck are they smoking? It was fine.
I thought it was with a nice finish.
But the ending was very creative.
I thought so.
Smoking that dick. That's what they're doing.
And the fact that it was clean.
Very clean.
That was the best part of it.
You know what? I don't even mind that Cena didn't go through the table. I thought it was perfectly fine that he slammed his head at the bottom of the table, and that was enough to knock him out. I was perfectly happy with that ending. It was fine.
Yeah, I agree. Nothing else really. I mean, the IC title match wasn't terrible. Punk and the Shield was okay.
I don't know.
Daniel Bryan and Wyatt.
2-3-on-1s on the pay-per-view. Blech.
Yeah, but it furthers the storyline. You get an awesome 6-man tag match out of Raw.
And we've been crying about that, how they don't follow up with their freaking storylines.
50-50 booking.
Yeah, you know, that 50-50 booking thing pisses me off, too, sometimes.
They need Ziggler's, jobbers.
But you got Ziggler's jobbing on the pre-show, and then the next night he wins. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes the 50-50 booking doesn't work.
Because Ziggler sucks, dude. Just get over it. Let's move on. Come on.
Everyone can't be The Miz.
The Miz fucking rules, dude.
Miz is awful.
No,
wait,
he's
are you
not.
Talking about the host of SummerSlam?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, you mean to tell me The Miz is better than Ziggler's?
Yes.
Talent-wise? Or you mean, like, personal?
The whole package, dude.
Wow.
I'm done with Dolph Ziggler. I'm just done with him.
Why? He needs a
mouthpiece.
I've
got no reason to care. Where's Zack Ryder?
Ziggler needs a mouthpiece.
Where's Zack Ryder been? Everybody fucking loved him. Where's he?
He was on the stage for
a while. He had his 15 minutes.
He's at home right now, right? In Staten Island.
Woo, woo, woo. Y'all like that from Staten Island if you're listening? Woo, woo, woo. Same shit. It's all fucking islands.
I don't know if I don't like Staten Island, but
I don't like Staten Island either. It's just the cheapest borough to live.
You can't really compare Staten Island.
It doesn't matter. They're all fucking Italian wannabes.
That's pretty much it.
All fucking with the dude and the wuzzle.
Whose phone is on? Shut your phone
it's
off,
fucking
Dad.
Dave. He's looking for something better to do.
Me and get Dave.
Just like he was at Legends of the Ring. Zinger.
Hi-yo.
Whoa.
All right, Mr. Rayo, what's next?
All right, speaking of, we touched on ROH a little bit. I saw Final Battle on Tuesday.
You were there?
No, I saw it. I bought it. I bought the package.
Oh, you got
on
the DVD too?
DVD, yeah. I'm enjoying them more now than I did back when I started watching it in 06.
So I thought a lot of people were shitting on ROH now.
You know what? They do, because their talent is getting money other places.
But that's, I mean, par for the course with everything wrestling related. People who were going to ECW in 1995, those hardcore fans hated 2000 when they got the TV deal, when they were doing pay-per-views, when they, you know, fucking our friend Anthony Aquadro hates that they put, like, lighting in the ring for ECW shows.
So, well, it's Quattro. Quattro doesn't like anything past 86.
But you're going to always find
neither
people.
Neither do you.
But that's a different story anyway.
Wow. You're always going to find somebody who's been a fan for X amount of years who just doesn't like the product. And you're seeing that now with Ring of Honor, a lot of their hardcore fans from back in the day just don't like, you know, they want their Samoa Joes and their Daniel Bryans, and they're not getting them. So they're just complaining.
A lot of their fans are a bunch of punks. Who don't know what they want.
It's the internet wrestling community, too. They're going to poo-poo on everything at this point. Yeah. Nobody's happy. I mean, they're more miserable now than they were back in 94.
And you know what? They're still going to the shows. They're still dropping that dime
right
on those DVDs.
Because they need something. But
they're hooked.
Why would you participate and spend your hard-earned money on something you're just going to shit on? I can't wrap
because
my
they
brain
have
around
an outlet to piss on, like, yeah, right, but now. But, like, you know, we have chat rooms, we have podcasting, we have, you know, internet stream shows. These are what these kids do. They come on these. They have these outlets, and they're like, "Oh, I hate this, I hate that." And 30 seconds later, it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Okay, but Matt's point is, why pay for it when you could just jump jump on the TNA hate bandwagon and shit on them for free every Thursday?
I'm not going to shit on TNA. I can't.
I'm not saying you need to.
No,
I'm just saying other avenues if you don't want to spend that money and you just want to be a prick.
Yeah, but why are you gonna? If you love something, because it just goes for everything, like. You love the Mets, but they make a bad move, and now, oh, they're the biggest pieces of shit in the world.
Because that's how it works, bro.
But it does. I love wrestling. If I don't like WWE, I'm just going to change the channel.
I love my wife. If she doesn't scrub the toilet, she's the biggest piece of shit in the world. I mean, that's just the way it is sometimes.
And you know what? You're still around with her, right?
Yeah, of course. It's
but
not
people,
like I got rid of her.
People use all this energy, and they just project negative bullshit for attention, and it's not necessary.
Oh.
ECW fans are better than ROH fans because the ECW fans didn't care when wrestlers jumped ship. They supported any new guy, in quotations, after time, as long as they busted their ass. There's some validity to that. But, no. You know, in the same breath, most of those guys on the roster bust their ass, even on the main shows. It's like they don't get the same work rate that the indie guys get because they travel over the planet, you know? But, I mean, come on. I just told you in pre-production how there's four or five guys on that roster who should be on TV right now. Yeah, the Hooligans, the Briscoes. I'm not a big fan of Adam Cole, personally.
World heavyweight champion?
I think he's awesome. He's not. I don't like him as a heel.
No, you don't think?
No, I don't like him as a heel. I think there's something missing with him.
Have you seen his PWG heel stuff?
No, I haven't.
Him and the Young Bucks and Kevin Steen are Mount Rushmore and fucking PWG?
Steen.
Fucking unbelievable.
The Steve Bennett match was great.
Yeah.
You know, the Young Bucks are awesome.
Wait a minute. Mike Bennett lost his pile driver.
That's right.
What's he going to do? What's he going to do?
You know what? I shit on him for a while.
The door was opening.
These doors are like 90 years old. So it's. But I shit on Bennett all the time. I think he was good. He was really good.
That's great.
Night. Yeah. The whole card was decent, you know?
Top to bottom, it was really, really good show. And then Hero coming back at the end.
Yeah. And then there's guys who should be on Ring of Honor. Guys like Tony Nese. Mike Mondo should be back there full time. I don't know why he's not. I mean, well, do you guys know? Or?
No, I agree. I think he should be there full time.
Matt's making a face like, I know something
oh,
you don't
I
know.
I know. I just, it's, I don't think it's... He's, I mean, it's public record. I mean, he's had substance abuse problems and
he's a junkie.
He's not a junkie. He just had some issues and Ring of Honor, you know, gave him only so many chances before they just were like, you know what, this isn't working right now and we'll see you on the flip side. But I know recently he's been back at the camps and stuff over there, so.
Is he working NYWC again?
He is. He's at NYWC tomorrow night.
Well, there you go.
I hope he takes care of himself.
Yeah, I don't like seeing any of that shit. Like these poor guys, like falling, you know.
With Twitter buddies, actually. My son's got a Spirit Squad figure.
That's awesome.
And I tweeted him with it. I'm like, look at my kid. My kid inherited somebody else's toy.
Oh, we got another call.
All right. Let's take a call.
Calling the hotline.
No, you answered wrong. You hung up on the thing.
Oh, God damn it. Call back.
Hey, call right back, whoever this is. Yeah. Oh, no, I hope you didn't hang. All right, there we go.
Because we really want to hear from you.
All right, now what? Take it off hold?
Yeah, take it off a hold. Do it. Take that off a hold first. Oh boy. Now you can't. Oh, no.
What the hell? Hold on.
It's this fucking dog and pony show.
Take that off a hold.
How can I take it off hold? Resume call.
There you go.
All right, call. I apologize. Call back.
Skype for dummies, everybody.
Leave me alone, ass munch. I just, again, we're Twitter buddies. And I sent them a picture. He loved it. So.
Double click on this.
Partook in the Ring of Honor show Tuesday, as did I. I ordered the CZW Cage of Death.
I didn't get
Saturday
that.
Night.
You gotta let me see that.
Yeah, I think it only runs for another like 10 days, so I'll give you the info before
that
I
leave. That call back, man. I apologize for that.
How was it?
Please call back.
Did you ask how it was, Dave?
Oh, how was it, Matt?
It was awesome. I'm not a huge CZW guy. I don't know much about them except that they were like ultra violent.
They had some technical wrestling.
I'll tell you what. It was titled The Cage of Death. It was their big show. That was the only time there was any crazy, you know, barbed wire, sheets of glass bullshit. Everything else, Drew Gulak against Chris Hero opened the show. And if you were in the Northeast area Saturday, it was a fucking snowstorm. So he wrestled Gulak, got in his car, drove to New York City.
That's why they opened the match with the with the title.
Because Hero was supposed to be Eddie Edwards' tag team partner.
Oh, snap.
And then because he couldn't make it because of the weather, they threw Whitmer in there, and it made better for the show when Hero came out at the end.
All right. That was Double A trying to call. Great. The boss is trying to call in. I fucking hung up on him. Sorry about that, boss man.
This is what we think about the boss.
All comes with the territory.
Oh, no, it wasn't? Okay, good. He just messaged me.
Isn't he already on?
It was a Jersey area code, so maybe it was.
El Hijo de Santo.
But yeah, CZW put on a great product. Very enjoyable.
It's making all the indies are making a comeback, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, with the release of AJ Styles from TNA, I mean, he signed to do anniversary show at CZW in February.
You think so, Tony?
Yeah, it's a work. Come on, bro.
Hot property.
How do you get rid of an 11-year guy, a guy that the company was founded on?
Easy, you fire.
Scheduled for Brooklyn.
I mean, they kept Sting, and they fucking make sure you hit the plus. They kept Sting, and then they get rid of
this. Sting's
the icon, so. The
icon. Yeah, but you can't. The man. You can't.
All right. Stun Ripple Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. What's your name? Where are you from?
New Jersey. Jingle bells, Bowman smells his family's dumb as shit. They're all in beds and fuck each other. They're all retarded. Merry Christmas from Joey Soup.
Thanks, Joey. follows me.
Is that why you were texting?
Yes. I'm like, I saw the number. I'm like, dude, call back. Please call back.
Joey Soup making an appearance on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
You're going to have to isolate that for Monday.
I know. I'm sorry, I was laughing over that. It was so funny.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
But back to AJ. You can't get released and then put yourself out there and take all these bookings as a work.
Yeah, you can. Bullshit.
Yeah, totally.
Why not?
Cody Rhodes
it's TNA,
did it
bro.
Me.
Yeah, that's not a real wrestling
TNA
company.
TNA doesn't care. TNA sent it to Mexico and Japan
no,
and
that'll
shit,
be,
dude.
That will be a detrimental hit to the independent wrestling scene if he is advertised to go out there and do all these shows and then he doesn't show up.
Who says he's not showing up? TNA has got the ability to let him work for whoever he wants to work for. I mean, I think...
Yeah, if they're doing Japan, they're doing Mexico. They had Sting in Mexico, so come on.
Yeah, I mean, fucking Jeff Jarrett ran off and was spent like a year down in Mexico. He was their world champion, but he's still associated with TNA.
I mean, he was the
fair
world
enough.
Champion
I don't think.
And
it's
you know what?
At all,
he goes if he goes to do these independent shows. Say he brings somebody with him. I don't know. It's great publicity for that independent group to have AJ Styles there. They see AJ. They see what he's about. Maybe they're more apt to tune into TNA. It's like sending a fucking, like a walking advertisement for the company.
I don't want to sound like a dick, but if you're a wrestling fan, you don't know who AJ Styles is.
A lot of people don't, dude. They don't have nearly.
WWE fans don't know who
they
he is.
They don't have nearly the audience that WWE does. When people,
it's not about the audience. It's about this right here.
The screen?
No, the fucking computer. You could just go on the computer. If you go on the computer, you type in The Rock. You watch The Rock's 20 greatest moves.
Greatest moves.
All those videos show up in the right hand side. So then you start clicking them. Before you know it, you're looking at AJ Styles. You're looking at CM Punk.
Yeah, but you don't know
that. Strong.
Yeah, but if
if you're a wrestling fan and you don't know, it's just a lot easier. I get what you're saying, but how big the internet is.
The boss agrees. If you're a real fan, you know who AJ Styles is.
Yeah, but maybe some of these people are just WWE fans. Maybe that's all they know.
I think the days of just WWE fans are long gone.
The days of just WWE fans when you and I were real young and it was just territorial. And like, I didn't get NWA until I was a preteen.
But wait a second, you had magazines. People were going.
Yeah, but
to
the magazines were they were post dated. They were like all those things happened all 6 months in advance.
Yeah, but still, you could pick up a magazine and say Hogan's on the cover.
I did. Yeah, I was kind
about,
of a smart wrestling fan. But what Matt's saying is if you know, you could just type in a name of anything. It's just
yes, you can. But if I'm your run of the mill WWE only watcher. And I start pulling up videos of The Rock, and I start seeing AJ Styles or whoever else on the side. I don't give a fuck who that is. I'm just looking for The Rock. So all I see is The Rock. I'm punching up The Rock. If The Rock wrestled AJ Styles, maybe I'm checking it out. But if not, I don't care. That's not the way I think. I think that's the way the average WWE fan thinks.
And I'm sure a lot of WWE fans currently, not all of them are hardcore. You know, there's probably a good chunk of them that are just casual fans, and they just jump in whenever.
I'll tell you what. If you're watching
Hold on a second.
5 hours of WWE programming a week, you're hardcore.
Yeah. But not everybody's buying Turn
Buckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. What's your name? Where are you from?
What's up? It's Norringonger in Philly.
Hang up the phone right now.
What's up, Powers?
What's up, Norringonger?
Yeah, how's it going? You guys talking Japanese wrestling?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
We couldn't get Hayabusa's a wheelchair up the stairs, so we're waiting.
Hey, wait a second. He's on crutches now, so.
Oh, good for him.
All right,
I'm actually surprised you guys. I'm surprised Powers didn't push for Starrcade. What was it, 95?
No.
When they did like Team USA against Team Japan. And
that was the World
New
Cup.
Jersey.
Yeah, except Team USA had almost nobody from the United States on it.
Hey.
Chris Benoit was white. That counts.
I wish
I
had a bell.
And Eddie Guerrero's skin is kind of white too, so.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ. He's not in the room with us.
I actually think Lance Storm was there. Was Lance Storm there? No.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
No, not yet. Did you guys get the Starrcade 89 yet?
We didn't, and I'm glad you called in. I was actually going to play something for Dave. He doesn't know it, but I isolated your clip from your last show.
Oh, I heard it.
You heard the last show?
Oh, I heard it.
All right, because I'm going to play it anyway because
I'm pissed.
You know, again, this was my favorite, but it wasn't the best.
No, it was the worst.
Oh, it was the worst Starrcade? You think so?
No, this one was the best Starrcade.
No.
You were talking about what he was saying.
You guys kept saying like how you thought it was the best and whatnot, but my main concern was when Power said that by watching this he realized why NWA and WCW could have easily rivaled WWF
if they had better production and better everything else.
Well, it's not even about production. This was their main. I mean, this is my opinion,
my
but it's their main show, and you don't even have a title belt on the line.
It doesn't matter, my man.
The tournament, the singles tournament did give number one contendership, just an FYI.
Yeah, you dumbass.
So Sting did get a number
one. Cool.
Sting got his world title shot at Great American Bash 91.
This was supposed to be WrestleMania, so this way on. Wait, this was 89? So yeah. They're going up against the Mega Powers exploding on their WrestleMania versus their WrestleMania? I mean, come on.
You know what, though? This was the first.
Yeah, that
this
happened
was like
earlier,
one of the,
pal.
The second, I think the first or second pay-per-view after the Turner merger. You know, so again, the tournament itself is very Japanese style.
Awesome.
You know, it was. And almost everything in the tournament, except for the tag team, Doom and – well, the reason why the tag team tournament didn't pick up any steam was because the Skyscrapers were hurt. And we'll get into that in a few minutes. So the Samoans had to step in and fight the Road Warriors. And the Steiners had beef with Doom. So, I mean, you had – storylines going in. It wasn't totally it wasn't like a total wash where
Let me jump in, Phil. Let me say my piece. First of all, you have all these dream matches happening on one night.
Oh, yeah. Doom against the Samoans. Holy fuck. The Steiners, sounds like a rape dream.
The Steiners versus the Road Warriors.
It just had no – I'm not saying I didn't enjoy watching it as a wrestling fan. Like, I enjoyed watching the matches being wrestled.
It was no TNA.
Listen, we're going to get into TNA while he's on the phone. We're going to get into TNA while you're on the phone. You got a minute?
Yeah, I got a minute.
All right, let Dave do his rebuttal.
Yeah, let me finish. I got something to say.
Right, relax there, tough nuts.
And, you know, as a kid, well, as watching this kind of stuff, you got plenty of stuff to talk about for the matches to come. You had Luger pinning Sting.
Sting.
And Sting won the thing. You got an argument right over there of who the real number one contender is. You got plenty of material right here to go through to argue and bitch and moan like all these fans love to do, you know, about who's really the best in WCW NWA.
But this show didn't prove that.
Jesus, take it easy. Get your fat face off of that phone.
It didn't. Like, who is the champ? Flair, right?
Yes.
Flair was the champ.
Okay, so Flair is the best. So Flair, no matter what, how great Sting's victory was, Flair's sitting there going, yeah, who cares? I'm the champ.
Come on, dude. Flair, Muda, Steiners, LOD, they had some good fucking matches in that tournament.
And not only that, but Sting won it and got the number one contendership and the title match, which he won the world title in.
Great. That'd be great for Backlash or, like, Armageddon.
But Sting and Flair were also tag team going into this.
Yeah,
Sting
they were Flair. Four horsemen at this point.
No, they weren't. Sting and Flair went to a draw that same year in that building. So they had some heat too in the last 11 months before that. So
wasn't the draw was in 87.
Not the Great American Bash. I'm talking about New Year's Day 89. They fought in the Omni. It wasn't televised. I'm just telling you that I know that.
Oh, so there was another draw.
You're fucking right there was, yeah. Come on, dude. I come prepared.
All right.
No, all joking aside, there's a lot to it. It's not the best. I mean, obviously, True Grit was
the
better.
Best.
Well, tonight it's the best because it's on our podcast.
Yeah.
That's the best. Anyway. All right. So, did you see Last Impact?
I did. No, see, that's where you guys are going to – I'm always behind.
All right.
That's what I heard about you.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. No.
Power bottom, Nora and Donger.
I think the last one I saw was the one with Hardy. Basically, that made it that it would be Hardy versus Magnus.
All right, that was last night, actually.
Last time you saw it. Was when they were leading up to Hardy versus
Magnus. They were leading up to the title match, all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't terrible.
I didn't see the most recent.
All right, well, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't terrible.
No.
It's picking up steam.
I bet it wasn't.
It's been picking up steam for years.
My one gripe, I think Whisper in the Wind is the gayest name for a wrestling movie.
I agree.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. And
well,
he's...
Oh, well, that's Jeff Hardy, right?
Dude, what are you doing?
What are you doing to that phone,
dude,
brother?
Get your fat face off of that phone.
Jesus Christ.
Dave,
you're
fucking brutal, dude.
Dave's terrible, man.
No, I'm perfectly fine.
No, you're not.
I'm saying what you guys are thinking.
I like the way you think.
Anyway, I look at Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy looks beat up, man. Like, he's getting old looking.
Yeah, because he's been doing all those drugs.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. He's like fucking Keith Richards out there. He just won't fucking die.
Yeah.
No,
I keep giving him title shots. Give this guy a break.
I like how Samoa Joe was like the voice of reason. He's like, I'm going to talk to your brother.
He's way out of shape, Samoa Joe, by the way.
He's always
Wouldn't
been
you
out
be?
Of shape.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with when it comes to TNA, I'm not watching for Jeff Hardy. I'm not watching for Samoa Joe. You know, one of the only old guys or legends I'm there to watch is Bully Ray.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. I'm watching for Dixie and Dixie alone. She's my favorite. She's delicious.
Tony?
Yes, of course. She's delicious.
Yo, Tony, I'm going to go ahead and agree with you 100%.
She's so delicious.
Now post the last episode he did.
There's something about her that I don't know what it is, but
she's a Southern Belle, bro. You want to see her in the fucking Southern Belle dress with those little booties on.
Tony Z, the cougar hunter.
With the fucking garters and everything. I'm telling you, man.
Those shits probably go way down to her knee.
It's all right. That's what God invented rubber bands for.
Oh, God. Wow.
But I was listening to something, and I don't know what it was. Maybe it was Colt's podcast.
It was your heart, bro.
I don't even know if it was you guys, but they said Dixie's a slut.
I hope so.
No, that ruins it for me.
Why? Because she doesn't. Because she hangs out the honky tonk and gets rear-ended by truckers. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Ew, man, I don't want any piece
of
that.
Oh, wait a second. She's hanging around wrestlers. So come on, this is kind of expected.
They're doing
right?
The train down Nashville, son.
Tag team in that bitch.
Wonder what her butter gutters clogged up with. Jesus, look like a fucking roast beef sandwich with au jus sauce.
I do like the EC3 character. I do like the EC3 character. I do like their women's division, except for Lady Toppings. She's huge, man.
Lady Toppings?
Haku's niece. I call her Lady Toppings.
Looks like Fidel Castro chewing on Hubba Bubba.
Oh, God. She's terrible, dude.
She's like a throwback to like an awesome
Big Mama.
Yeah, like a fucking Leilani Kai or the Bertha Faye. Like
that bitch. We're talking about – I'm talking about Dixie.
Joyce Grable.
We're over that.
We're talking
Cougar.
About the fucking –
Cougar, man.
You know,
you mean Karma too?
Karma's a little better
than
her.
Things to say about Karma, right?
Yeah, come on, Matt.
She lost a lot of weight. She looks really good, actually.
Does she have any more fake kids?
It's all under the bleachers.
Anyway, Mike, you still there?
God.
Go ahead, say anything again.
I said you're still there, obviously. All right,
what?
No,
we thought we lost Mikey for a minute. All right, no, but again, I'm totally.
Lost.
No, I'm totally not shitting on TNA lately. I'm really digging the product, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I honestly have so many more critiques than Adam does, for instance. Like, Adam is such a fucking mark, it's ridiculous. But he's proud of it, so that's cool. Like, I have no problem with that. But with me, I am the one with more critiquing. But like you said, EC3, like, I loved his backstage stuff originally, but when he was coming out and doing it live, I just wasn't kicking fully for me. But then most recently when he started doing the thing with Earl Hebner, I loved that.
Yeah, you love Earl Hebner, don't you?
come on.
All right, so before we let you go, what's up next now for the Midnight Jury? What do you guys got going on?
Well, we have our Christmas show coming up, which is going to be very, you know, soon. And then we're not doing anything probably till the new year.
We're going to have our Christmas show in a few months.
Yeah, Christmas is only in 5 days, so I hope you get that out there soon.
No. I said coming up.
Oh, coming. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. And again,
it's coming up in like a few days.
Oh, okay. Awesome. All right.
Yeah. And then we probably won't do anything till once the new year hits.
I got to tell you, are you in the chat room right now?
No, I'm not.
Dude, people are loving Noren Gonger. All I see is, dude, Mike rules. His take on TNA is amazing.
They like your hair. They saw pictures.
Hell.
Wait a minute, which hair? Because my hair is really fucking long now.
Well, you got the one you had in the ski hat, that Justin Bieber haircut you had going on.
Yeah, man. And for some reason, my hair just grows like that. Isn't that embarrassing?
Whoa, wait a second. Are you shitting me? These kids like this guy?
You don't see this, dude?
No, I'm telling you. If there's kids in that chat room loving me, it's only because of that stupid fucking, dude, like, joke of a haircut I showed on that picture.
I'm not even joking, dude. I'm looking at the chat room right now, and it's like Mike Norengonger rules the internets. It's like crazy how much love you're getting, bro.
Well, man, y'all, they need to listen to the Midnight Jury then.
They need to keep it coming, man. Keep sending in your love for Mike Norengonger.
Gigantic moon-sized face of yours off of that phone.
Well, that we did hit on Dorito. We're gonna have a giveaway coming up.
All right.
Wait, what are you giving away? Because I'm a Jew and I love free shit.
Yeah, Matt's getting.
Oh, jeez, I have no idea. We have so much, like, oh, man, Adam Henning has more old school, like, Coliseum VHS things than anyone I know. We're going to be just pulling out stuff. I mean, we might have some, like, new stuff, but, like, we're a throwback show, so we're going to give out some of the stuff that we've collected.
Like, okay, let me know, because I'm in.
Yeah.
Matt wants that free shit.
I do want.
Wait,
free shit.
I don't think you guys are even eligible. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay.
Wait, what are you talking about? We can can your show anytime we want. You better be giving us some free shit.
You know, why everybody would be going nuts for me? Because we're not broadcasting in Tokyo, so of course they're going to hate on Dave Powers.
Listen, but nobody's hating
on
Mega,
Dave,
Mega Powers.
We like our events to have meaning at the end with a world title, like the Mega Powers exploding.
Well, hey, man, back in Tokyo, where I'm from,
yeah,
we don't give you just a belt. We give you some trophies. We give you a giant check.
Streamers.
We get you streamers.
Asian ladies with flowers.
Yeah.
Geisha girls.
You know, we give you the whole.
I do kind of. I don't mind the streamers. I never minded that.
But you do mind the women, I bet,
and those young boys.
Hey,
it
Phil.
Depends which women you're talking about.
Wait, I
gotta
ask.
If you're talking Lilani Carr and Lady Tapa, yeah, I mind. But
Lady
if you're talking
toppings?
About like Brooke Tessmacher,
Lady Ports.
Listen, we know what you and Mel Phillips have been up to lately.
Wait, who?
Mel Phillips. Oh, does that name ring a bell, Norrendonger?
Oh,
been hanging yeah, out in some parking lots.
Wow.
After holy you set up the ring.
All right. On that note, Mike. Listen, by the time you get done with the podcast, you'll love.
Listen, I blame you for that 50 years of WrestleMania WWE Blu-ray being screwed up. It's your fault.
All right, brother.
You, I don't support
that
anything that has
angle.
To do with WWE.
All right, brother. We're gonna let you go. We gotta finish the show. You give our love to the rest of your crew
and to Mel Phillips.
And we'll be listening to all your stuff there in a Midnight Jury exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network.
Cool. Merry Christmas to everybody.
And yeah, a happy Merry
Christmas. It's happy holidays. It's not just Merry Christmas.
Will you stop?
Man, Dave is what? Also
happy
holidays,
Captain Cheap Heat over here.
Happy Festivus, dude.
All right.
Happy Kwanzaa month.
Peace and chicken grease.
Happy Christmas.
All right. There you go.
Did you turn off
peace
Tony's
out.
Mic? See ya.
No, I didn't turn off Tony's mic.
So you want to talk
TNA? Hang
up on
that guy.
Yeah, let's talk some TNA before we get into the throwback.
Tits
I,
and ass.
I personally think it's fantastic what they're doing with TNA.
You could almost hear the smile on his face when I told him all the love he was getting.
The
and
the
we
whole
lied.
James
we lied.
Storm
I looked
Gunner
at
thing.
That screen. There wasn't nothing
yeah,
about
fantastic.
Mike Norrengonger being loved.
The fact that they're getting a new face into two new faces into the heavyweight title picture is awesome.
Where?
TNA?
Yes.
Yeah, Gunner. Oh, yeah, because you saw the episode, right?
I watched last night, Feast or Fire.
Yes. Fucking poor Chavo.
Fuck Chavo, that fucking Mexican.
Fucking, he's so dang. Angry, too. Like, when he got fired from WWE, he was on fucking Twitter blowing
Whee!
Them up.
Yeah, you know how he fuck go down to Florida, get in the orange groves. There you go. Fucking done. Yeah.
He doesn't go in the orange groves. He sells the oranges once
whatever.
They come out of the groves.
Look, I do like two new faces.
Know your racism,
heavyweight
bro.
Scene. I do.
Listen,
I do.
Harvest the coffee beans and get on with your life,
all
right?
I'm interested. First of all, he's going to come back with a mask on.
Curry Man 2?
Yeah, something goofy like that. Yeah,
like Coffee Man.
Coffee Man.
One.
When he comes down with a donkey.
El Hijo del
Juan. Or he'll just drag Dixie by a leash.
interested to see who EC3's tag team partner is going to be because he won the tag title thing.
Wait, what does EC3 stand
It's going to be Dixie.
Evan Carter III.
He's going to win the tag titles by himself, and Dixie's going to be a champion. You watch.
Well, him and Dixie and Rockstar Spud.
Dix.
Had a little bit to do with Magnus winning the Dixieland match. If you're not familiar with the Dixieland match, the match starts inside of a steel cage.
Oh, God, it sounds like TNA.
You have to climb out of the cage, go up the ramp, and then you have to ascend a ladder to retrieve the TNA World Heavyweight title.
So wait, this sounds like a game of mousetrap. Does the giant fucking thing fall on you while the guy falls off the
you have
ledge
to get around.
You
yeah, but he left out a part. You got to get around Z Gangster, the ultimate solution.
As the final solution.
Listen, as a favorite to me, no joke, you should honestly, start next year, invest at least two Thursdays a month or DVR TNA and watch it. Seriously, I'm not even being facetious. Watch it. And then come back to me with your analysis on
my analysis.
Yeah, because really? You know what? You don't like anything current, and it's not that bad. It's not.
It's not.
It's not that bad at all.
It's not like a WWE product where they're trying to jam.
No, Brian, there's no shitting dogs outside the cage. That's pretty funny, though.
They're trying to jam a whole bunch of bullshit into 3 hours. TNA lets the stories play out. You know, you're not overwhelmed. You know, it's not. You're not seeing Bully Ray every week. Hyping.
Wait, are you being overwhelmed by wrestling?
No, but you turn on a WWE product, and perfect example is Dolph Fandango to pre-show free on the internet, and then they're wrestling on Raw again? For
yeah.
What?
They force-feed a lot of shit where TNA doesn't.
TNA
you know?
Gives it time, lets it build.
They do
regardless.
They do a lot of backstage shit. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. It's your show.
It puts it on 350 and just lets it bake.
Yeah, pretty
yeah,
much.
Dude, seriously, invest some time in it. It's not terrible. And they're getting it done. I mean, it's...
Oh, we got another call.
Another call.
Look at this. Oh. Lighten up.
Who are you?
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, guys. This is Lopez.
Oh, fuck.
The birthday boy.
Happy Hang birthday. Ay, ay, ay.
Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños
Ati.
I don't know what you're saying, but hang up on this guy.
I'm saying happy birthday, Lopez. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
That'd be better.
I was doing great until you called.
Yeah, well, that's why I called, motherfucker.
Dave never swears on our show.
David Measly Powers.
Measly.
Measly. Congratulations on the
new
crib.
We're playing your theme song right now.
So what's up, birthday boy?
Not much. I just left work. We had a our Christmas party today. And,
yeah, broke the pinata?
No, we didn't have any white people to hang from the ceiling.
Yeah, there you go, Dan. That's the way to do it.
That's rude. That's racist.
Yeah, how dare you treat your boss like that? So we're talking TNA right now. You have any? Jesus, what's with the phones tonight?
Yeah, what's with the modem connection in the background?
What are you, fucking snagged by the calling us
through his fax machine?
It's dial-up.
That's not me. Is that coming from me, or is that you guys?
I think Phil farted.
Wait, Lopez, are you at the library or something trying to get the internet here?
Actually driving right now, so hopefully I don't...
Don't hit a tree?
I don't get in the wreck while I'm talking to you guys.
Well, hopefully you don't hit Ric Flair's car. I know it's a bit dated.
Yeah, hopefully I don't run into Ric Flair.
So what do you got for us tonight, buddy? Let's talk some wrestling.
I'm the worst person to talk wrestling right now because I've been so fucking busy.
Well, you're the worst guy to talk about wrestling just period, so come on. Heart Foundation, the most evil tag team of the 80s? Are you kidding me?
I do want to... Wait a second. Don't even answer him, Dan. I do want to get into the Lex Luger thing, though, that you posted on my page because Dan knows I'm not a big fan of Lex.
Yes.
I did like him as he got along, like as he got a little older. I think he got better with age. He just didn't sell very good when he was younger. I didn't like him as a bad guy. I didn't like him as a horseman. I did like his WWE run, though.
You know what? In trying to do a little preparation for calling in today, I started watching Starrcade 89, and... I saw the opening match in the singles competition between Sting and Lex Luger, and I got to tell you, man, that's the most bumping I've ever seen Luger do. He was all over the place, and I was like,
"Oh, come on!"
Really,
kind of
surprised.
With Flair,
I was like, "Wow, this
guy
is totally carrying the beginning of this match, working heel."
Yeah, you know, like Nick Brick is saying, he shouldn't have won against Yoko at SummerSlam. I should have. I'm sorry. Yeah, he should have won.
He did win. He beat him by countout.
He didn't pin him. No, what Brian's saying is he should have won the title.
Well,
tell Brian to put the fucking beard down and think about it logically. Luger sucks, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Lex.
Wait, I would get into my notes about this pay-per-view, but I'm going to save that for us talking about it. I got great notes on Lex. Flexi Lexi.
Flexi Lexi.
Dave, congrats on the crib, by the way, man.
Thank you very much.
What, you baby number 7 on the way? Oh, you meant his house.
I meant his house.
Yeah, whose house are you squatting in this week?
Yes, we're finally, no longer living with the cousins and.
No, twice this week you finished a pizza, fatso. Matt's looking for more pizza.
Not
you,
Dan.
Put Doritos on top of it.
Anyway, go ahead, man. Finish.
Yeah,
it's a blessing. We're doing great. It's still. My life has just been crazy hectic. I can't wait for everything to finally settle down so I can get back into being a fan. I've just been so out of touch with everything lately, but I am still sharing the Wizards' love. I texted you guys earlier today and let you know that turns out my sales manager, new guy who we just hired not that long ago, is a wrestling fan, and now he won't stop talking to me about wrestling. It's every other minute he's poking his head in my office and wanting to talk wrestling, so... I directed him to ShiningWizards.com,
nice.
And who knows, maybe we'll have another fan of the network. So
awesome. So you getting a birthday BJ tonight or what?
You know what? I'm all out here by myself, so I don't know. Unless
you're not Lenny Poffo, so
hey. So I'm forever a bachelor.
My name is Daniel Lopez, and I can suck my dick.
Hey, if he does some DDP yoga unlike you guys, maybe you can suck your dick just like Lopez.
Dave is on fire tonight.
Fucking Dave.
On fuego.
You just missed him and Norrenganga doing air exchange.
No, you mean Norrenganga taking his ass fucking.
I was listening to that. And, you know, apparently Mike's a teenage heartthrob. Who knew?
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah.
A fucking haircut.
But, no, that was awesome. You guys have been crushing it tonight. I've been really enjoying what I've been listening to. I think you guys should get together more often and do these kind of shows.
Yeah, well, you don't have to drive to fucking shit island, so.
Here he goes.
You thought I was bad with the gas station attendant, Lopez. Fucking fat tits over here doesn't know how to walk downstairs to get to the fucking car.
Fat tits. I walked all the way to Richmond Terrace, and I started walking up the hill.
I got to drive a fucking mile down the street. I got to pull a illegal U-turn. I got the fuzz behind me. I got to drive another mile past the fucking ferry place. I got to make another illegal U-turn.
Sounds like you had quite a night there.
I hope this fucking island explodes. I hope Batman sends his thing over here.
Oh, I forgot to tell you the best part. We get stuck behind a garbage truck. He's yelling, "Who the fuck picks up garbage on a Friday night?" So finally he gets clearance. There's an ambulance coming the other way. And he goes around the garbage truck. The ambulance holds down the siren at us. I was howling laughing.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
He wasn't the Ultimate Warrior?
No, it was. No.
No, the Ultimate Warrior only works for PSCNG.
He works for PSCNG. That's right.
That's right.
God damn.
He also worked for PWS a few times.
That's not the real Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, that's the One Warrior Niche.
No, whatever, Dave. You know that's the real guy.
Yeah, dude,
it's not the real guy.
He fell in hard times.
Lopez, have you been keeping up on your TNA?
He just said he hasn't watched wrestling in months.
I started to watch a little bit, but everything's on my DVR at home in Yuma. So I tried to catch up on a few things, and then I had to come back here and go back to work. So what I saw, though, I was enjoying. But you know what? I'm just so far behind on everything. But, you know, I wanted to address Matt's question earlier when he was talking about, like, if
you
don't enjoy something, why would you, like, why do people have to shit on everything? But, you know, speaking from my own personal experience, when I watch the WWE, like, I just can't do it. I just can't get into it.
Fair enough, but then what do? You just turn it off, right?
Well,
I mean,
of course not. He continues watching.
It's frustrating because that's what I grew up with. I grew up with the WWE. That's what I want to watch. I want to know what's going on. I want to be able to sit down and enjoy it. But everything's so fucking shitty, and that's the frustration. That's why guys like me and guys like Eddie are having to vent all the time because we want it to be good, but it's not good. And so, you know. I mean, it's all right to vent as fans, I think.
I understand that. I understand the whole venting part. But a lot of these kids and people are the same people that are venting, and then they're going to WWEshop.com, spending their whole fucking paycheck on ridiculous shirts and clothing and all this other shit, supporting the WWE.
Like Tony with his replica belt.
It's stupid. If you're going to spend your money, you're going to pay $55 for a pay-per-view. I mean, complain about it all you want, but you're an idiot.
We went to WrestleMania this year, by the way.
I loved WrestleMania. I had a great time at WrestleMania.
You flew in Lopez to see that shitty
event. Yeah, we went to
I flew in Lopez.
Right, yeah. And we saw some great indie wrestling that
weekend.
It's
all your fault.
I didn't have a problem with WrestleMania.
I enjoyed the indie wrestling more than WrestleMania, to be honest. For one thing, I mean, the show was what it was. I mean, it was a great Undertaker CM Punk match. The main event was kind of shitty. You know,
glad
I was really looking forward to Ryback and Mark Henry. Make fun of me all you want to, but I was. And that match had a really shitty finish. So there was a lot of disappointment with the card at WrestleMania, but it was an awesome experience actually going to the show. And I got to see an amazing match between Punk and Taker. But, you know, that was my real first exposure to PWS. So that was awesome. I got to see an Evolve show, which was great. Got to go to WrestleCon and get my picture taken with a bunch of guys. So,
like me?
I mean, the whole experience was awesome. So being a wrestling fan is still lots of fun, especially when you can go out with people and talk about it. And even if you're just going out and making fun of the shows, it's fun. But in general, I can't sit through 3 hours of Raw. I just can't do it.
We don't. We fast forward it and look for the spots.
But three is a sacred number, isn't it? Like
three is also the magic number if you're a Schoolhouse Rock fan. But the point
it's
is
a good omen.
Is that the older you get, you're not going to watch 3 hours of it unless you're sitting through a pay per view live. You're fast forwarding it. You're looking for spots. You're going through commercials because Lord knows it's fucking 3 hours that you can't invest anymore. You can't. Even TNA when it's good, today I watched last night's episode. I fast forwarded through almost all of it.
Oh really?
No, I mean like the commercials and stuff.
Well, yeah. Why are you gonna watch the commercials?
No, because I have no time. You know?
Don't have any good Skittles commercials on?
No, unless it's that Michael Bolton Christmas commercial. That's pretty funny with the car. That was at the Honda or Toyota or whatever. The dude buys the car, starts up. Michael Bolton starts singing to him. That's hysterical. Or when the Sprint commercial with James Earl Jones, totes but goats. I love that shit. Anyway,
no, but my point, like, the kid that's online saying CM Punk sold out and he's not the same guy he used to be is probably wearing a fucking CM Punk shirt while he's doing that.
Boss Man just points out in chat room. He says, "I don't know, Phil. In the old days, we had 5 hours of wrestling, but it was better, and it was better. It was better. It was
more jobber.
It was produced better. It was recorded.
5 hours of wrestling on Monday only, and then you had all week long to build up your anticipation for the next show. Like, oh shit, I can't wait to see what happens next. And you're talking about Nitro and Raw with your buddies all week long.
Yeah, I would tape
Monday hit, and it was like an event. It was like a community happening.
Yeah, I would
tape. It doesn't have that feel at all now because there's fucking wrestling on Monday, 3 fucking hours of it. There's wrestling on Wednesday. There's wrestling on Thursday. Wrestling on Friday. Like, there's no chance for that anticipation to build, and you know you can look forward to something. Now it's like every time you turn around, there's another fucking pay-per-view. Like, you know, I can't even keep anything straight anymore. Like, who wrestled who a month ago in the main event of whatever pay-per-view it was.
You know, I could do you one better. We used to have 4 hours years before that. Remember, Phil? You had your Cindy's on Saturday, Wrestling Challenge and Superstars.
And you had
All American on Sunday.
Challenge.
And you had
NWA
the
Pro.
Forget the NWA. I'm just talking to what was the show with Monsoon and Heenan? Primetime Wrestling.
Primetime.
And it used to be TNT before that, which all morphed into Monday.
I didn't have that until the 90s.
But I mean, that was 4 hours of wrestling spread out over 4 1-hour segments for the week. And when you watched your Primetime or your All-American, you always had some main event match from, like, the Maple Leaf Gardens or the Boston Gardens or Madison. Lots of fucking gardens back then, huh?
Yeah, but
I think Philly was the only one that didn't have a garden. It was
Spectrum.
The
Spectrum. Yeah.
But the thing is, it's, again, and I'm not, it was better. It was a lot better. It was produced better.
And it was spread out.
Yeah.
Things had time to develop. You can go to house shows.
Build up.
It had time to incubate.
Dude, once a month you can go to the garden and see a show. Once a month.
I did it from 85 to 89. I was there 95% of the time. Every month we went.
And now Phil had his foam finger and he was waving it up high.
You know what
I
did? Yeah, I did. I did.
We're lucky if they come.
Phil had a big foam finger too.
Yeah.
What? Kamala?
I was showing the boys I got an Andre the Giant mug from 85 on my shelf here. You know, it is what it is. But again, I see your point. The product was a lot better, and I know I'm showing my age, but you have to know that even a smart wrestling fan knows that the product back then, even in an Attitude Era, was a lot better than, you know, what's going on now. It's just it was produced better. You had better performers. I don't know. That's how I feel.
Hey, can I talk a little bit about Starrcade 89?
If you must.
Yeah, before we get into it, because we got into
the second hour with the Lopez show.
Go ahead, Dan, real quick.
Didn't they fire Lopez when Conan came back?
Go ahead, brother.
Hey, is there any activity in the chat room? Are the young people digging me?
Oh, they love you,
they
bro.
They love the minority.
They're like, keep the beaner online.
They love the minority. Neckbreaker Brian said, totes my goats. To Lopez. He loves Lopez.
Neckbreaker Brian is also mumbling because he's probably fucking 3 sheets to the wind right now.
Neckbreaker podcast.
Fucking alcoholic.
Hey,
Jesus.
Hey, leave Neckbreaker alone.
I love Neckbreaker.
We love the Neckbreaker
boys. I just don't like to promote alcoholism. You can shoot me, all
right? They probably got the ambulance headed towards his house right now.
If they're not stuck in the goddamn traffic in Boston.
Hey, Boston's a good party town, man.
Boston's a fucking traffic nightmare. You think the Staten
Island
Expressway's bad?
Party town, man. Boston. All right, go ahead, Lopez, real quick. We got to let you go because we got to get this show on the road.
Yeah. Say what you got to say, Lopez. Let's hear it.
Stop
I'm glad that Dave finally saw the light and realized that his asinine comment about the NWA potentially challenging the WWF back then was poorly thought out, because truthfully they had no place even coming close to the WWF until Ted Turner and all of his money increased their production values. The amount of wrestling or the quality of wrestling doesn't mean shit, because you can go to any high school gym and see guys, you know, half killing themselves in hour-long matches, diving into the stands or what the fuck ever, and nobody knows their names, nobody knows who they are. Vince McMahon said it himself, and I posted this on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks page. As long as you have the highest production value, the fans will find you, as long as you're distributed well. That's the reason why the WWE is the top dog and always will be, until some wrestling person, business person, whatever, gets it through their head that it doesn't matter if you have AJ Styles versus Chris Sabin or Christopher Daniels or what the fuck ever, you're never going to challenge the WWE until your product looks as good as their product. And Hogan didn't cause any waves or do anything in the WCW. And say what you will about the whole NWO turn and shit like that, but it wasn't until they made the big Nitro, the big production that it was, that people started paying attention to WCW.
When they actually turned the fucking lights on in the arena.
May not know shit about wrestling. Maybe he does, whatever. But what he does know is that his TV show looks good, and that's the reason why they're always going to be on top. So I agree that it was cool, the concept, Starrcade 89, but it's going to take something else for someone to challenge WWE, TNA included, because as good as their product gets, it's not going to challenge WWE until they make it look a little bit better than what it is right now. So that's all I got to say.
Happy birthday,
happy
Dave.
Happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday, Lopez.
Have a happy
Dave,
holiday.
Dave, Daniel, right, Jesus, I called him Dave.
Feliz Navidad, all right?
Feliz cumpleaños.
Yeah, that too.
Molesta la brestas.
All right.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Adios, amigo.
At least I didn't do it under a mic.
That's true. All right. All right, Dan, thanks for calling in, brother.
Thanks, guys. Love the show. Keep up the good work.
We're going to try.
Thanks, dude. Happy holidays.
Bye. All right.
You too.
We'll give Lopez. We'll give Lopez a little more time because it was his birthday.
Yo quiero, Lopez.
You know, you weren't nearly as mean to Lopez as you were to Norrendonger.
Yeah, I think
because
you lightened up on Lopez.
Me, so.
That's why? We got like Mega Powers Light on that. What the fuck?
I think he shot his load with Norrendonger. You really fucking brutalized him.
I isolated the clip. I was going to play it, but Mike called in. I was like, all right. But. All
right. Listen, you know, Lopez said something right for a change. So, you know, I can't argue with that.
It's his birthday. And he's probably delirious.
And, you know, there's another thing I want to add to what he said.
Stickman's in the room. What's up, Stick?
What's up, Stick?
Hey, Stick, tell your buddy Jack Foley to send us a fucking liner.
Yeah.
Rubber has it.
Oh, shut up. Don't. No, don't say it.
Stickman.
No, don't say it. Blah, 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 blah. I can't hear you.
Don't break fake.
All right, guys.
So, wait, what
are
you trying
saying?
To say that Stickman is Jack
saying?
Foley?
You asshole.
You guys are fucking terrible, man. How's it sounding in the chat room, guys? You digging this or what?
Next thing you're telling me is Michael Norrendonger is actually Dennis Appleby Jr.
Wow. Wow. All right.
Joe who?
Joe. All right, guys.
Wait,
thank
is that
you,
supposed to be
A.
Adam Henning's real name? Anyway, but what I wanted to say...
What did you want to say, David? Go ahead. What did you want to say?
What I wanted to say was... Another thing that a little stigma that NWA had, especially at that time, and I'm sure some of you guys might agree...
Stick.
A lot of their top guys looked really old.
We'll get into it. Let's start talking the pay-per-view. I got tons of notes.
Yeah, old-ass main eventers.
Where's my notebook? I need to
find
my notes.
Why are you looking
notes.
Under the pizza
right
box?
Right there, stupid.
Thank you, jerk off.
All right, we're taking this FYI. Real-time chat rooms. All right, chat room's on a 60-second delay. I didn't know that.
Oh.
Oh.
So,
so they didn't get to abuse Norrendonger quickly enough.
Yeah.
No. Stickman, I weep for the death of kayfabe. Stickman posted a picture on his Facebook page. He's reading the
Was Jimmy it Lanny Poffo in his underwear?
No, that was your page. he's reading the nice Jimmy Corderas book. I want to get that, man. That looks really good. But
that wine he's drinking?
Yeah, no. But anyway, Future Sock.
Future Sock.
Future Socks. Are you kidding me?
Is that Jose Lothario's pay-per-view?
It's Mr. Socko.
Yeah, Future Sock.
All right. This is December 13th, 1989, from the beautiful Omni in Atlanta, Georgia.
The beautiful Omni?
Yeah. You
Does
know
that
what?
Place still exist?
No, they tore it down in 97. That place holds 16,000 people. It held. You're right, Tony. I'm sorry. It held 16,000 people.
In its arms.
In its bosom.
In its bosom.
Bountiful apple bosom.
Well, they sure didn't during the first match.
6,000 people were in attendance for this.
Ah!
Yeah. You had 12 matches, obviously. Iron Man, Iron Team, one night only. Let's see. Commentators with Jimmy Cornette, Terry Funk, Jim Ross.
Gordon Solie was your interview. We had Terry Funk for the singles matches and Jim Cornette
for the tag team. I was going to get into
that's
that.
That's pretty slick.
That was great.
That's a great idea.
They should have kept that going like for different
– Did Terry Funk come out to Barbara Streisand's nose?
No. That was a good song.
I love that song.
That fucking song is awesome. Of course, Nick Patrick and
school.
Nick Patrick and Randy Anderson were your refs. Just a quick background. From February to October of 88, Sting got a huge push, placing him in the feud with the Horseman.
The Icon.
That's right, the Icon.
Well, Sting, he wasn't the Icon then. He was the young gun. Or
he was only 2 years in. I'll get into that. Brian says, thank God I'm not drinking alone. No, you're not drinking alone. We started drinking too before.
Yeah, now we're out of drinks.
Now we're out of drinks.
Dave
I've been drinking
problem.
Phil's dick.
Ooh, hey. Sipping my mule. Sting gets the huge push, placing him in a feud with the Horsemen. He started a feud with the Road Warriors after they turned on Dusty. You guys remember that turn with the spike in the eye?
Which didn't that have Dusty fired afterwards?
No, Dusty was a booker then. He didn't get fired. I think he just
I thought
quit.
He got fired.
He might have, right? Did he get fired, Tony?
How come Dusty wasn't in this tournament? That's what I want to know.
I think he was gone at this point.
He was
booking.
I was wearing polka dots, if you will, Daddy.
Tully Blanchard, when you mess with the American Dream, that's risky business.
He was in WWF at this time.
I think he was, yeah.
When you mess with Baby Doll, that's risky business.
A robot took my job.
That's right.
Sweet Sapphire.
Sweet Sapphire, baby. Give me some sugar.
I had about enough. One of the greatest lines of the 80s.
I love it.
Hey, Big Hacksaw, have you seen Sapphire? What am I thankful
for? Dust.
My polka dots, baby. When they ask him what he's thankful for the Survivor Series.
And we got the crown jewel, Miss Elizabeth, Daddy.
All right, so anyway.
Been banging your wife, Macho Man.
Taking turns hitting the First Lady of Wrestling.
The common man, if you will. And the pizza man, the plumber man.
Lex Luger
throw the pizza
daddy.
Slice on daddy.
Yes.
She had somas in a snatch, daddy.
Go Not even the common courtesy for a reach around, if you will.
Go for that fish taco, baby.
Lexi said, are you okay? And she didn't respond, daddy.
That sloppy puss. Too many painkillers. That's risky business. When you take drugs, baby, that's risky business. Hit some in the groin with a toilet seat. That's risky business.
Lex Luger looked like an Ethiopian when they found it, daddy.
I go pro. I go crack, if you will. All right,
I wonder what they really did with all that money for the Headlock on Hunger promotion.
Either way, Ric Flair was also busy around this time. He had notable feuds with Ricky Steamboat.
Woo.
And a returning Terry Funk.
Woo.
Sting began a feud with the Great Muta over the TV title, which is the best looking title in wrestling, at the Great American Bash, 89. Flair retained the title and then defeated Terry Funk in the main event. It was attacked by Muta and Funk, which started J-Tex. J-Tex was Muta, Dirty Dick Slater, Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer, Terry Funk, and the Dragon Master, who was Kendo Nagasaki.
And not Jake the Snake. Sorry, Kevin.
Sting makes the save, forming an alliance, which carried over to Halloween Havoc and saw the infamous Thunderdome cage match.
I thought it was a Thunder Doom cage.
So the round
I thought it was Thunder Duh.
Duh. Now we fast forward to the tournament. It's round robin style, 20 points for a pinfall submission, 15 points for a count out, 10 points for DQ, 5 points for a time limit victory, and obviously no points for a loss.
Well, is a time limit draw really a victory?
Well, you You
it's not a loss.
It's not a win, you know. All right. So now let's look at the participants. Sting. He's 2 years in at this point. Was one of the few UWF alum to be pushed because at that time Bill Watts was bleeding money. And
didn't he go on a coke bender with some hookers and that's how he wound up dead?
That's who, Bill Watts?
I thought it was Bill Watts. No, it wasn't Bill Watts. Who was that guy?
Bill Watts is still alive.
Not Bill Watts. Who was
it? It was the Junkyard Dog.
No, he died in.
Wasn't it Herb Abrams?
Yeah, that's
it. That's the one.
Yeah,
that's
right. He was the original UWF.
You're welcome.
Now, Dusty was booking at the time the UWF was phasing out. NWA Crockett bought them out, and they merged the TV title. They had the Nikita Koloff-Terry Taylor match prior to that.
And then he went off to become a rooster.
real big cock.
And at that point, Steve Williams was in the title picture. They phased him out because he went back to Japan. Smart, thank goodness. And
Doc and Gordy.
I love the Eliminators.
The Miracle
don't even get me started
Suicide
with the Eliminators.
Connection.
Yeah.
No, they weren't the Eliminators. They were the Miracle Suicide.
No, I'm saying
a Miracle Violence Connection.
Yeah,
he
just made a Doc and Gordy reference, I'm saying.
I thought there was some guys committing suicide.
All right, let's get back to the pay-per-view. Let's see here. Where was I? Okay.
The tag teams.
No, wait. I'm not. Hold on a second.
You said Sting.
Sting, right? Sting. He was one of the few guys to get pushed from the UWF because that's Eddie Gilbert brought him over.
Well, he was a young hoss.
He was 2 years in, not even. Fought Flair to a time limit draw in the same building as this pay-per-view on New Year's Day. Made his All Japan debut that year, too, against Danny Spivey. Won his first TV title versus Mike Rotundo or Rotunda, whatever way they named him that time.
Whatever. Yeah, that flip-flopped.
You know, like I mentioned before, Dusty was the head booker, putting Sting over as the face of the territory. At this point, heading into the fall and winter of 89, which is now where we are at Starrcade. Lex Luger was winning his second U.S. title. He feuded with Michael Hayes, swapped the title with him and Ricky Steamboat for a few times. Was challenged by Brian Pillman. That was a good match that year before participating in the tournament. He was the only undefeated participant in the tournament, even though he didn't win by points. We'll get into that in a few minutes. Ric Flair at this point was the next participant. He was the world champ 6 times by this time. He was actually a booker also after Dusty was relieved. Swapped a title with Ricky Steamboat at WrestleWar. Was PWI's match of the year, WrestleWar 89. Feuded with Funk and J-Tex as well. Now, Great Muta, which is Matt's favorite, one of Matt's favorite wrestlers, debuted in March of that year as the Great Mota. He was introduced as the son of the Great Kabuki, feuded with Lex, Ric Flair, and Sting, was a TV champ, lost the TV title to AA Arn Anderson, went back to New Japan February of 90 because he didn't like the direction of his character.
But at this point, he was undefeated.
He was undefeated.
Well, they made a point in saying he was unpinned.
He was unpinned, right.
So I don't know if there's any other chicanery or shenanigans going on there, but
you know, stop looking into all these details, all right?
My NWA history is not nearly as strong as my WWFE history.
Well, that's you don't have
I'm
to.
Learning.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
learning.
Fine. I mean, it's
and I learned an awful lot watching this fucking doozy.
You did. Again,
wait a second. What is
it's
that
not the best.
To
it's my favorite.
It is the best.
We'll get into it.
You know. The Road Warriors, at this point, they weren't tag team champions. They normally were. They had lost to the Varsity Club and then feuded with the SST and the Skyscrapers for most of that year. The Steiner Brothers started as a tag team in 89. They were managed by Missy Hyatt. They added Robin Green, you know her better as woman. Earned title shot against the Freebirds, but lost when Green tripped up Scotty, got DDT, caused them to lose. Green transformed into woman, brought Doom in. If you don't know who Doom is, you should be listening to this.
Doom.
Fought the Steiners at Halloween Havoc. That was a good match, actually. Beat the Freebirds in November for the titles and held them until spring of 90. All right. Now, the Skyscrapers were supposed to be in it, but the Steiners beat them up. They broke Sid's rib and punctured his lungs, so now here comes the SST.
Did he hit him with a squeegee?
With a squeegee, yeah, exactly.
What the fuck?
Some safety scissors?
Wait, this was December? It's too early for softball season.
Yeah. You want to call him?
Let's call him, ask him why
you
want to
call Sid? We can call Sid. I can plug the phone into the board.
We got Skype, bro.
Yeah. No, can we? I can't dial out with the number, though.
Why not?
I can only get incoming calls with the Skype.
Oh.
Skype for Dummies continues.
Yeah. Why don't you help me pay for this fucking podcast, there, shit dick?
Dave's a poor actor. Leave him alone.
Skype for act. Are you serious?
Wait, does that mean he doesn't have money or does that mean he sucks at acting?
Probably both.
Whoa.
It's your turn to get under the bus there, Mr. Powers.
Hey, now. So the SST were now known as the New Wild Samoans.
Actually, Dave would be under the rickshaw.
I need a bell. Hey. You got to bring the bell next time.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Don't be jealous.
The Samoans, I thought this was cool. They used the Halloween song for their entrance.
Oh, we'll get into that, too.
All right, we will. Okay.
Oh, you got a few words to say about that.
They were brought
you?
In by Paul Heyman as replacements for the original Midnight Express, Dennis Condrey and Randy Rhoads.
No, Randy Rhoads played for Ozzy.
No. No, the original Midnight Express were Dennis Condrey
and
Randy Rhoads' name was.
No, it wasn't. Oh. It was Dennis Condrey and no,
it was
Bobby Eaton, wasn't it?
No, there was another guy before him.
Guys, chat room, who's the original Midnight Express?
We got to wait 63 seconds.
Randy Caldrey, right?
Randy Cully.
Caldrey.
Caldrey?
Randy Rhoads. Thank you. Not Randy Rhoads.
No, Randy Cully was the original Smash.
Right. Randy Cully was the original Smash. Thank you, Double A.
Thanks, Double A.
All right.
Thanks.
Beep, beep, MCO.
Who left the promotion and they continued their feud with the Midnight Express. They teamed with the Freebirds at the War Games match that year in 89 at the Great American Bash. Paul Lee was then replaced by the Big Kahuna, Sir Oliver Humperdinck. They brought in the Samoan Savage as a third member who eventually replaced Samu. Replaced the Skyscrapers in the tournament. I mentioned Sid Vicious suffered a punctured lung from the broken ribs caused by Scott Steiner. So now they got Doom as the fourth participant. Ron Simmons, Butch Reed. They were brought in by Woman, the feud with the Steiners, obviously. They didn't get it really a legit push until they were unmasked and challenged by Teddy. Managed by Teddy Long later on in 1990. They didn't really get. They weren't that. I mean, there was some shit on Facebook. Oh, they weren't really a good team. Fucking Ron Simmons and Butch Reed, man. Are you serious?
It was a great team.
They were good. I mean, Butch Reed alone. If you listen, any of that Mid South shit, man. Look at the Mid-South stuff. That he was fantastic in the Mid-South.
If he stuck around, he should have been the Intercontinental Champion.
I agree.
Stupid ass.
All right. Tony, let's get into the first match.
Doom against the Steiners. What a doozy of an opener. Such a great opener, by the way, that the seats behind the ring that were on the hard camera
are empty, but
half empty. And they made note to say that, oh yeah, the fans are still filing in. They're still waiting to get their tickets checked. And yeah, that's a bad sign when not everyone's there yet for your opening match on a major pay-per-view.
Well, wait a second. This is NWA WCW, so
yeah, but it's the Omni, dude. This is like one of their home bases. It was like Atlanta and South Carolina, right?
But
or Charlotte.
Greensboro, North Carolina.
This is kind of like a typical NWA, WCW crowd.
What, people just show up whenever they want?
Yeah.
We ain't got no watches down here in the South, so we just show up when the sun go down.
The match opens. Jim Ross tells the audience what happened to the Skyscrapers. Steiners come in with Welcome to the Jungle. I used to like that.
Wait a second. Also, like, the entrance, it was like some sort of, like, friggin' spaceship that they were coming out of.
Why was the ramp so fucking large?
I think because they this place holds 16,000 people, so there's only 6,000 people there.
I was waiting for, like, friggin' Zool to
I was
be
waiting
at
for
the other end.
it was like Close Encounters of the Third Kind when fucking Richard Dreyfuss is looking open and the spaceship's hovering down.
That's why it's Future Shock.
Yeah, exactly.
89. So shocking that they were claiming that this was from the future.
Yeah. Woman was escorted by Nitron. Matt, you know who Nitron was?
Oh, yes. Wait, I did do you know Nitron?
No, I'm not familiar with Nitron.
I got to find my notes. Wait a minute. I got notes here. He was actually Tyler Mayne.
Yes.
Who went on to wrestle later on as Big Sky with Vinny Vegas in the Skyscrapers.
Yep.
He also played Michael Myers in both Halloween movies. That what the fuck's his name did? White Zombie. Was right. It White Zombie?
Rob Zombie.
Whatever.
Like, same thing.
He also getting a hard on for that.
He also starred in one episode of Son of the Beach, which was Howard Stern's produced show.
He was in Troy.
He was also in Joe Dirt.
Yes, he was.
So what you're telling me is this guy had a better career outside of wrestling.
Yeah, right, Axel. He had a bad mullet, too.
I'm sorry. I didn't come up with this stuff until the second half of the show. That's why I had to look through my notes. I'm all over the place, but boy, I got gold here.
There you go.
All right. So here, the one thing I liked about it, they set the pace immediately by announcing all the times for the matches. So it didn't seem forced if and when they decided to go to a time limit draw. You know, because all the matches had a 15-minute time limit. So it was important for these guys if they wanted the 20 points the 20 points for a pinfall.
To get the win.
To get that pin and get it quick.
So a lot of these matches were very dramatic.
Well, even the video I watched, though, this is one thing that the NWA was notorious for. They chopped the shit out of their shows,
dude. They wanted to condense the videos under 3 hours.
But here's the problem with that. When you have a match that is 15 minutes, you figure it's at least planned out for two-thirds of that time to tell a good story. And it's hard to get behind a story where they cut out all the meat and they go right to the hot tags, you know?
Well, chances are they're probably having people edit this who aren't, you know, wrestling fans or privy to all this.
The one other thing that I have about the first match, you can get into it in more detail, but I did like seeing the Steiner boys actually moving instead of just lumbering around and throwing suplex after suplex. It was kind of nice to see them in motion back when they were young and could still just really go at 110%. And that's all I got about the first match.
This was a big suplex body slam kind of match.
Well,
but these are those kind of wrestlers too.
Yeah, but it didn't seem like it was just like suplex after suplex after suplex. Like things moved, guys were taken to the air. I don't remember if the Frankensteiner was used in this match, but these guys could go, man. I really enjoyed this one.
Yeah, this was a good one. Well, I'm not saying that it's bad that it's like a suplex body slam kind of match, but
it depends. If you're not telling a story and just tossing people around, yeah, it can get bad.
But for these guys, they made it work.
Yes.
And like you did say, like they were moving around. You know, they weren't just kind of like – it wasn't a big man match.
Well, it was, but it wasn't.
But they were more versatile.
Yes.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the Steiners a lot at this point. I mean, I like tag team wrestling. And you guys all know that I'm a big tag team mark anyway. But they – I think –
there it is.
Yeah, they – party people. No, sorry. They – Again, they were a new tag team, but Rick can really wrestle, and that was the fun part of it. Scotty was just a big, you know, side of beef.
And Rick didn't have his big gut either.
No, he was good. He was, like, in Varsity Club shape.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, so let's see. You know, Dave, any news? Or
do I have any news?
Do you have any notes? I mean, yeah.
Well, I just really, in particular, like how towards the end, there was a lot of like near falls. You got that melee at the end, ending up with the count out, which I thought was kind of BS. But, you know, later on, these guys went on to have like a more significant feud. And I particularly enjoyed the tinfoil capes that Doom came out to the ring with.
And I loved their music, too. Everybody had good music.
Yeah, it had like that sexy jazz. Fucking, yeah.
But some of the shit seemed overdubbed. Like you mentioned that the Steiners came out to Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah.
But then later on when they took on the Samoans, like there was just generic music playing. Like their editing was terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Again, they just had like the one song playing for
both teams. Exactly.
And I'm like, why? And they had these guys come out, you know, to distinct songs like the Halloween song and some GNR, and it's like, why are these guys coming out to just one song?
That was it. The Samoans, when they wrestled, when they took on the Steiners, it was Halloween and Guns N' Roses. Then when they took on LOD, it was that generic, like, 80s kind of synth WCW feel music.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell happened?
Well, Steiner Brothers win by count out. They had a big brawl. Nitron gets involved. Rick hits Nitron with a Steiner line.
Boy, did he ever.
He fucking knocked him for a loop.
You heard that pop, man. That was awesome.
I tell you, Stan Hansen throws a sick clothesline, but Rick Steiner had an incredible clothesline.
And he has his vision.
And you're right, Tank. They didn't have Jim Johnson, so. Oh, you all right? You guys all right? All right. Oh, you are. Okay, cool in the gang. All right. And just a quick note, the Steiners were the only team in the tournament without a manager.
Really?
Yep, they were the only team in the tournament without a manager. So, All right, so they win the match at 12-24 via countout for that 15 points. And that sets up for the next match, which...
the first singles match of the Round Robin Tournament Iron Man Challenge.
Lex Luger versus...
Sting!
That's right.
Sting.
Lex's robe, he looks like a fucking gay gladiator.
That's all right. He was.
Yeah, he had like the same tailor as the Heavenly Bodies for this one.
Yeah. Terry Funk now on commentary, as we mentioned before. JR made a silly reference to the 50th anniversary of Gone with the Wind. Apparently it was some kind of convention or something going on in the same town.
Because fucking Ted, what's his name?
Because Ted Turner was like, I'm colorizing that. Y'all need to plug it.
They thought that he was going to add black people to it.
Stink.
Oh. Whoa.
Sorry. Sorry, Dave. I like that they were moving fast. I think it was fast-paced.
What, the colored people in the movie?
Jesus. Jesus, who said color?
What's
They're
wrong
black.
With you?
What? Trying to be nice.
Sting.
So back to Sting and Luger.
Yes.
Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn, no.
The match moved fast. The ending was fucking awful.
Yeah, it was. Hey.
Luger was blowing spots left and right.
He was. Sting goes for a diving crossbody, right?
Yes.
Right? Luger does, he attempts a second one, but Lex catches him and then hits like an inverted atomic drop.
Yes.
Right? And then Luger pulls both him and Sting over the top rope into the ring. Lex falls on top of Sting. Pins him using the ropes.
And it was just all shitty. It just looked like Luger kept fucking everything up, you know?
Does that all surprise
you? All I had in my mind was that this was shortly before Luger was brought into WWF, right? This is like maybe a year or two before that.
This is way before.
It was way before.
Yeah, this is like three but, or more years.
92?
What, are you retarded?
No.
This is what he chimes in with. He fucking sits here for 20
Matt
minutes not
retarded.
Saying anything.
You're the one acting retarded.
No, but this is what I'm thinking of. Vince McMahon will watch
actually,
the first few minutes of him.
Hulk Hogan was on this show, too.
Yeah, he was sucking my dick.
Fucktard.
You fucking retard. Fucking big contribution. Pick on the fucking fat guy trying to tell a story.
ShiningWizards.com.
Anyway, no, but this is the kind of thing. Like, if you watch the first 5 minutes of the match, which is like a Vince McMahon would do, and he's like, oh, this Lex Luger guy can move. We got to keep an eye on him. Not knowing how awful he fucked everything up at the end.
And this was my point to Lopez before. I think Lex had the $1 million body and a $10 head for the game.
That's why fucking Brody fucking wouldn't sell for him in the cage.
Oh, the cage match. We talked about that. Yeah. That infamous cage match.
Of course you did. It happened before 1990, right,
Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what, though? Luger, that's right, Tank, Mr. Botchamania. Luger had so many opportunities in the business.
He would get nervous, like, near the end of... He's the fucking Tony Romo of professional wrestling.
This is true.
There you go.
He chokes
when
in
it's
the big
on
game.
The line, yeah. He fucks... I mean, he won the match, but he shouldn't have.
Why? He's Lex Luger. He's the total package.
Fucking retard, that's why.
He beat your boy Sting, so stop jumping on his case.
All right, we'll continue the show. We'll see how this plays out.
I actually enjoy Terry Funk on commentary. I like that format of switching to color commentary.
That's all.
It's fine.
All right. Oh,
cool.
Yeah, it just died, dude.
All right.
Relax. You didn't miss anything.
All right.
Sorry about that, folks. Back to the show.
No, Double A's recording it. This is a work in progress for us. I apologize that I'm pausing during the podcast. I just don't want to fuck this up. So. All right. I'm sorry. Match number three.
Doom again.
Wait. What do you got against Doom? Because a bunch of black guys in hoods. That's why.
Hoods?
Yeah.
Take it easy. They were masks. Only white people wore hoods.
This is Ted Turner's network, so.
Yeah. Again, Road Warriors against Doom. Typical LOD match. All power, no flash. Jimmy Cornette's back on color. Doom's on their second match, as we just mentioned. Already, woman has a nice ensemble of gowns.
Oh, yes, she does.
Yeah, one's
got a slit in the throat.
Yeah, she's a fucking Pez dispenser.
Jesus.
She's carrying those aerobic weights to the ring.
Luger's piss test with Mountain Dew samples. Good. It's pretty funny.
Who gets credit for that?
That's Tank, my boy Tommy.
All right.
Tank, stop making us laugh, bro.
Nitron.
We got to get into a holiday wish list, too. I can't wait for that.
Okay, my notes on this match.
Go ahead, Tony.
Hawk has fucking chicken legs. I've never noticed it before. His legs are awful looking.
Look at the figures. Is the chicken legs like... No.
I don't know which Doom it was that was trying to pile drive Animal, but Hawk fucking jumps off the top and lays him out with that clothesline,
that
bro.
Was actually Butch Reed. What is it? Animal hits Doom number 2, which is Butch Reed. With the power slam, goes to pin Simmons, goes for the pin. Simmons comes in to break it up in a brawl. Now Reed, like Tony said, was about to hit a pile driver, and Hawk hits a flying clothesline, like, out of nowhere.
And it was a hooking variety clothesline, too, man. Like, he brought him down.
Totally, and gets the pin and the win for 20 points.
And the only other note I have is I want to stick it in woman's mouth. She was looking delicious at ringside.
Dude, somebody posted her Florida picture with Kevin Sullivan when she was
Fallen Angel?
Yeah. Purple Haze, I summoned thee. We got to get Mark Lewin.
Can we get those pictures from Penthouse?
The woman one?
Are those online? I've never seen those.
Wait, she was in Penthouse?
Hey, guys, so. In the chat room, if you guys know where to get those pics, send us a link.
Purple Haze, I summoned thee.
You'll get mad credit. You want to give away a prize for that?
We got a whole bunch of prizes, actually, in that box over there.
Yeah.
Wolfie. Oh, Wolfie's in the chat room. What's up there, Wolfman? You know you're in trouble when...
Oh, no. Wait, how are Wolfman and Stickman sharing the same computer?
Uh-oh, who's breaking kayfabe? I love how Matt whispers it. It's not him.
Sting.
Wait a second. Wolfman is really Norrin Donger.
We have a thing on the podcast. Every time we mention Tito Santana, we got to say Chico. Every time you guys mention Stick and Wolfman, you got to whisper it now.
Wait, the Chico Scorpion. Santana thing is mine.
It is yours. I just said that, asshat.
Very like, credit for it. Very possessive, Dave.
He is. He's very needy.
He's a very creative only guy. Child? He wants to keep his...
Yo, do you have siblings?
Of course I do.
Nice. Do you really?
No, I don't. When they made me, they broke the mold.
Your match number four was Ric Flair against the Great Muta.
Oh, what a fucking shit show this match was.
What? Not
Are
even
you
2 minutes.
Fucking kidding me?
Not even. Oh, wait. Double A's got a link. What's.
He's got a link to those hot
ass. Oh, let's see.
Yes,
yeah,
he does.
Baby. Thank
All right,
you.
Double A, you win a prize. You better inbox me your address. I'm mailing you an autographed figure.
We've got beautiful woman fucking 80s tan from the bikini top titties. Those are
Apple,
pretty nice.
Apple bosoms.
Look
your,
at her.
She your did. Surprise is the four of us with our dicks out.
Yeah, that's the next picture.
Yeah, well, you see, I text that right over to him.
Yeah. Oh, wait, he's got more links.
Oh, baby.
I like the boss, man.
You only get one prize, though.
Whoa. Oh, hello. Hello.
The photos.
All right. We just. Oh, the showstopper. It's me in the shower. Oh, my God. Woohoo.
What a dirty
You
slut.
Think that's Kevin Sullivan's bed? Oh, wait. No, don't. Yeah, don't go on that. Who the fuck is that? What is that her?
No.
Who the fuck? What happened?
I don't know.
Phil, what'd you do?
I don't know. Oh, it was only one picture.
It was three of them. That first
one,
too.
That's not her, though.
No, go to the first one. The first one. Is that her?
Yeah.
Wow. Kevin Sullivan, you
Yeah, I got
were
that
blanket. Lucky man.
Go to the second one. Go to the second one. Go, yeah, that one.
Yeah. Hello, Frisco.
Nice. Thank you very much for that.
All right.
Good night, folks. I need to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
I just cleaned that bathroom, asshole.
Yeah, you got tissues in there, right?
You know what? Yeah, I do, actually. And
why? There's curtains.
Yeah, there's curtains. Creepy's not going to see you.
He got his towel in there, right?
Nice. Sting.
So, Ric Flair versus Great Muta.
The unpinned Great Muta, mind you.
The Great Muta.
And I thought this was a great match, even though it was like 2 minutes.
Great match?
Yeah.
The fucking...
You also hate Bret Hart, so you have
the
no
entire country...
Because Bret Hart is a shitty wrestler.
You well, picked his spot.
Well, in fairness, Bret really only has one leg to stand on these days.
I told you he looks like an old lesbian, right? Bret Hart? He does.
Could be worse.
Yeah, this
Come
your
to my
champion.
Window.
I'll be home soon.
I didn't know that Michael McDonald saying that.
What a fool believe. Oh, sorry. I don't want to kill your speakers.
Down the wrong road.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
So Flair comes out with the Anderson boys.
Back in the long ago.
Oh, and Fat Norman Claus is in the crowd, too, during this match. They made...
Norman the Lunatic.
Yes, he was dressed like Santa Claus.
What was his name in
They called him Norman Claus.
Maka Singh he was. Back
was
in,
he?
Yeah, mid-size, CWA.
Whatever, random fat dude in a Santa hat in the front row.
Maka Singh he was before he was... Like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I don't understand why the whole fucking JTEX Corporation had to appear, but they fucking kept trying to interfere, and the Super Andersons were able to fight off like 25 guys.
Oh, kind of
like
second.
My
There's
mom
only
does.
Two
but...
JTEX guys there.
No, there was like five of them.
Tony
wasn't there?
C, that's terrible. Doom working for Yardbird. That's awesome. Yeah, Tony C, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm glad we had that talk before the show started.
That's awesome, Rick. There's so much hate. Eight. Oh, man. All right. So this was a terrible match. Honestly, the worst match.
No, this was a great match.
Why was it a great match, Mega Powers?
Because it was short. It was sweet.
And it got everybody full of distractions.
I've got
exactly.
a note here.
How else is Great Muta going to lose a match unless he's distracted?
I started to wonder if Dave picked this show just to piss Lopez off.
Thanks, Wolfie. Maka Singh and Stampede. It was Maka Singh. Thank you. I just didn't know the territory. Thank you.
And it was so anticlimactic. Like, Muta goes up for the moonsault, hits knees, and gets rolled up right away for a pin. And this is a guy that they were saying was unpinned.
The Great Muta had such good steam, man. He brought him in March, like I mentioned. And you got to love Gary Hart, first of all. And they mentioned he was the son of Kabuki, I should say. And it just, as soon as I heard the name Kabuki, I went and went to YouTube and I dug up the old Dusty Rhodes Kabuki feud. And I have Dusty Rhodes in this war paint, like he's from Apocalypse Now. It's like, Kabuki, are you a soldier, Kabuki? Are you a warrior? Dude, guys, go on YouTube and find it. Kabuki was a very fun character to watch, but he was the
get back. Unlike this match.
This match was the drizzling shits, as you guys would say.
How would you rebook this match?
I would have Flair win. At least give me a good 8 to 10 minutes.
Look, I understand why they were saving Flair, because he was going to have a match with Luger. He was going to have a match with Sting. But a minute and 40-something seconds? I mean, come on. Give the guy something, or let him fight Muda later on. Give Muda a win somewhere.
Flair defeats the Great Muda with an inside cradle at 151.
You know, the whole purpose of this was to have the four top guys and the four top tag team guys. And it was the top guys. Muda was TV champ. Luger was U.S. champ. Flair was the world champion, and you got this new young gun in Sting. So these were technically your four top guys.
Hey, listen, all I got to say is
make trouble.
All I got to say is any given future shock. So this was not his night.
I don't know, man.
But I digress.
As Tony goes back to eating his 18th cookie.
It's the only thing that's given me comfort watching this, talking about this awful pay-per-view.
All right, well, the next match, honestly, maybe they did this on purpose, because the next match was the match of the night, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
Main event of the first half.
Yeah, Steiner's fighting the Road Warriors. The match starts to go back and forth, obviously, with the good guy bag. Well, they're both good guys at this point. The Road Warriors had the advantage over Scott. They beat up Scott pretty bad. Scotty fights back with a super belly-to-belly, but he failed to gain the advantage. Animal and Hawk perform a combination of a bridging belly-to-back to like a clothesline, and then the suplex resulted in Scott pinning Animal.
Okay.
So
why the fuck did Animal pick him up in like a sidewalk, in a belly, what was it, a belly-to-back?
Yeah.
Why would he pick him up like that for the Doomsday when they always hoist the guy up on their shoulders? It just made no fucking sense to do it that way.
Wait a second. Was the Doomsday device a typical move of theirs at this point?
I'm sure it was in 89, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know what?
They were using variations of that move. I don't remember.
Well, they picked a shitty variation to take on the Steiners with.
I had a different opinion of this match after I watched the Road Warriors documentary. Their backstage politics were fucking shady, and they're my favorite tag team of all time.
Who, the World Warriors?
Yeah.
Well, they don't want a fucking job to
anybody. That's what I'm getting at.
Who roughed them up in the AWA? It was Larry the Axe and
Cripple Stevens and
Dick the Bruiser.
Wait. Dick the Bruiser. Yeah.
I thought it was Larry Henning that could fuck them.
They walked in the ring and they're like, "We're not doing the job," and it was like, "What? What do you mean not doing the job? This is Milwaukee. We own Milwaukee," and they fucking beat him with a sausage. And then, but no, all joking
two
aside,
sausages.
Yeah, sausage fingers. All joking aside, they.
That would be 10.
Well,
that'd
be
ten sausage fingers.
You know, their backstage politics. Like Tony said, they didn't like to lose. So I'm figuring they planned this all out, and it didn't go.
I don't know. It just looks stupid knowing that was not the Doomsday device. I had two other notes. Jim Cornette had me pissing my pants. He called this match the insensible force versus the illiterate object.
Yeah.
Scott fucking bellies to bellies. I think it was Animal, and he fucking doesn't get him over. I think it was off the second rope, and he almost drops him right on his fucking head. It was like, I was like, ugh, it made me cringe. And other than that, and then the ending. And yeah, so the Steiners get the pin and 20 points.
Yep, 20 points.
I wonder how they convinced the Road Warriors to let that happen.
Probably because they're boys, I guess, you know?
I mean,
if they're friends and you're willing to do the job to them.
Because how often did the Road Warriors get like a legit pin on them at this point?
Well, didn't
or
they
any point.
Didn't they eventually lose to the Midnight Express at one point? They lost the belts?
Yes.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So now there was an intermission, but you wouldn't know that because the fucking tape is so butchered. The other thing I have is Muda against Sting. I don't really have too many notes on that. This is the start of the second half of the show, by the way.
Well, then, Muda got the TV title off of, who was it, Arn Anderson?
Was it Arn Anderson? I think you might be right.
Yeah. So, but anyway, they were leading up to, you know, a Sting-Muda feud. Which eventually, after this pay-per-view, Sting ended up winning the television title from Muda. Continuing the butchering of Muda.
Well, because once Muda got pinned by Flair, it was all downhill for him. Which is just fucking asinine.
Well,
he beat Sting for the TV title.
He beat Sting for the TV
and
title.
And he lost it to Anderson.
Okay, so I got him mixed up.
So he was like the reverse Renegade?
Yes.
Yeah, Muda stuffed his brains back in his head and continued to live.
The one note I have is Sting wrestles like Hawk. One thing I noticed on this show, a lot of these fucking guys loved using the gorilla press spot. And after like the first time, it just looks fucking terrible. Luger did it. Sting did it.
Hawk.
Fucking Hawk. I think even the Doom guys were doing it. It just fucking looks terrible. It was like, I forget who said it, but it was Bob Backlund. You know that there's this spot where if you got a guy in an arm bar and you power up and you pretty much squat them and you push them up over your head and then you just slam them down?
Mm-hmm.
I forget who it was. Somebody said they saw Bob Backlund do that on a house show. And it's like, it's fucking Bob Backlund. He shouldn't be doing that to anybody. And it fucking just ruins the spot, you know? It just takes you out of it. So Sting does that shit, even with the gorilla press and even dropping the elbows. There was like this whole NWA like style of dropping elbows where it was almost like the two steps and a little bit of a leap. Did you notice that? One thing I noticed, I was just telling Dave.
Wait, for Sting or for Muda?
It was Sting. Gorilla presses and everybody drops the elbow the same exact way at this time in the NWA. It was pretty ridiculous. And the only other note I have is that Muda continues his fucking jobbing ways.
Well, this time around, he hit the moon. Well, he didn't hit the moonsault, but he landed on his feet when he did the moonsault.
Yes, yes.
So he learned his lesson from the Flair match.
But he still lost.
Regardless, Sting just like fucking jump kicked him to the heart. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that was another problem with the NWA at this point, where like everybody just had the same fucking moveset. It's the way it seemed to me, anyway.
Well,
I'm not a gorilla press kind of guy myself, but.
But anyway, Sting hits him with the superplex.
Yes, and he gets the win off that. And right now, yeah, at that point, it's Sting, Flair, and Lexi all tied up with 20. And, of course, the Muda's with the big goose egg because he hasn't won shit.
So you're six matches in, and you finally get to see the Wild Samoans.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like,
and they had three matches, like...
That's the other problem. Like, the fucking Samoans just wrestled anybody, and I'm sorry, but I don't really care about the Samoans wrestling anybody, you know?
I think that was a terrible throw-in tag team.
Well, wait, didn't these guys become the Head Shrinkers later on?
They were the Head Shrinkers,
actually,
yes.
It was Tonga Kid and...
It was Tonga Kid and Rikishi.
Right.
That's okay. Who it was.
But wait...
Tonga Kid, who starred as Tonga Tom in Body Slam.
That's right.
Teaming up with Quick Rick, what the fuck was his name?
McGraw?
McGraw.
No, it wasn't McGraw. That was the wrestler. Quick
no,
draw
Rowdy
McGraw.
Piper's character was like
Quick
Rick.
No, it was Quick Rick something.
Something.
Tonga Kid went on to be, he was one half of the Islanders.
Yeah, it was Haku and Tama. I think that was before this, wasn't it? Yeah, that was before this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haku and Tama.
Yeah, yeah. So you get Doom.
Sammy Fatu was the Tonga Kid, right? Yeah, there he is. There's Sammy Fatu, right?
Yeah, but we're trying to remember Rowdy Piper's character's name.
Hold on there, Chicken Tits. I got it.
So while you're
chicken
looking that
tits.
Up, so you get the Wild Samoans for the first time. And then you
Rick
get
Roberts,
Doom.
Quick Rick Roberts.
Quick Rick Roberts, right.
You get Doom for the third time.
Yeah, so this is Doom's last match and the Wild Samoans' first match.
You don't think they could have mixed that up a little better?
It was just terrible the way they set this up.
One thing I want to say is that I love how when the managers had these guys in WCW, they were presented by woman or presented by...
And woman presents the team of Doom?
Yes.
I love the way they announced that.
Yeah. Again, Steiners were the only team when they went out of manager.
They were not presented by anybody.
Right.
Okay, my notes. Look at woman. She is hot. Jesus Christ. And then I wrote, she sure is. Oh, because somebody said that. That's what it was. She got pissed off because the fucking Doom lost. Big fucking surprise. They only had wrestled twice before. And woman was pissed off because now her team got a big goose egg.
Yeah.
So somebody said, look at woman. She's hot because she was pissed off. And I'm like, yeah, she sure is.
The match was over 14 minutes. It could have went like at least 8 because at this point it got worse as the match progressed.
It sure did.
I'm sorry, Dave.
And plus for Doom, they were just kind of at a point where they were just kind of wrestling for the sake of wrestling. You know, they weren't going anywhere.
Yeah, they really
weren't
going to do
anything. Said, they were doing the job. They were doing the work all night. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote, Samoans have big asses.
Wolfie wants to know, you wrote that down? Yes, he did.
And they play with something all night. I can't make out what I... Oh, they play with their knee pads all night.
Yeah.
This motherfucker kept pulling up his knee pads every 10 seconds. I was like, take them off or fucking or put them all the way up. What the fuck?
You want to talk about racism? My buddy John, we met a Samoan guy. We talked to him on the ambulance, and he goes, that guy was Samoan? I go, yeah. He goes, you know what Samoans are, right? I'm like, what? They go, they're Mexicans that can swim. I was like, oh, it's
that's fantastic. That's
I was like, wow.
It just annoyed me. It was just taking me out of it. Every time this fucker did something or had something done to him, he was grabbing his knee pads.
So at this point, Doom gets the advantage. Simmons missed a diving shoulder block, which I didn't, you know, I don't know, but he misses the shoulder block. Fatu and Reed get tagged in. Fatu performed the flying headbutt. After the Irish whip from Reed, the heads collide. Reed falls down. Fatu's dazed. The Big Kahuna pushes Fatu onto Reed, and Fatu pins.
Yeah, you know, I didn't mind that ending. I thought that was a pretty creative way to get rid of
Right,
Doom.
But you could have fucking did that 8 minutes instead of dragging it almost 15 minutes.
Well, he did that with Chico Santana and Greg Valentine back in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, but I think
the both guys could work, though.
I think you have to tire him out because he is Samoan, and when you hit a Samoan in the head, they don't sell it. So that had to have been some fucking work, and that's why he was up, and the only thing really keeping him up was the ropes, and Oliver Humperdinck did the right thing, and the Samoans get
for
20.
The first time in his life.
So now we have the Steiners at 35, the LOD and the Samoans at 20, and Doom out of the thing for good and not appearing again with zero.
It's a goddamn shame.
What, the Samoans?
The Doom is out.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
But then later on, they went on to have a
black
nice
man
career.
Can't even get a.
They
break.
Did have a nice career after they got a mess. They had a great career with Teddy Long, and they mentioned that before. And then somebody in the chat, I think Tony C, put that in the chat room before.
White woman keeping them down.
Yeah, you could blame. Yeah, blame Whitey. Let's blame Whitey for that. Why not?
Luger and Flair.
No, this is Luger and Muta.
What did you say?
No, I'm sorry. I'm skipping here. Luger and Flair.
Woo!
That was a draw. 5 points each. The match, Flair performed several knife edge chops in the corner.
And I love how when he got flipped in the corner, he was running directly at the camera.
Yeah, he's running at the cameras to make sure he sees him.
Yeah.
Flair kept the advantage until the total package sent Flair's head into the top turnbuckle. Luger continues the attack on Flair until Flair avoids an elbow drop, applies the figure four. Time limit expires. Flair holds on. Of his hold, and the match ends in a draw.
Flair thought he won, right?
Pretty much.
And the only note I have here is who's the heel.
Right.
Because the crowd was just all over the place in this match. Because
Luger was supposed to be the heel.
Well, Flair was supposed to be a heel too, wasn't he?
No, he was a face now at this point.
Yeah. He was feuding with J-Tex, which Sting.
Fucking J-Tex.
I like J-Tex. You didn't like that, Tony?
You know who I like more than J-Tex? The three-man band.
Wow. Yeah, we're three-man band. Because
at least those guys are
big,
consistent.
Jamar Mahal fan.
Yes, Jamar. Yes, Jamar.
Jinder,
yes.
Mahal.
Jinder my balls.
Jamar and Jawana
Blaine,
Man.
Dusty, and Bill Watts, Tank says. Tony C says those racist bastards. Yeah, not a lot of Dusty finishes in this, thank God.
No. If you will.
If you will.
Well, there's nothing on the line except for that number one contender spot.
So Luger and Flair each
really
get...
take that away from
I'm sorry. Somebody. Luger and Flair each get 5 points. So at this point, we got Luger and Flair at 25, Sting at 20, and Muta with a goose egg.
Ole was a douche, Tank says. Yeah, you guess he was.
Yeah. Ole was a prick, man.
No shit.
Yeah. That's why he's not in the Hall of Fame and Barry Windham is.
Fuck that noise. I don't give a shit what kind of douche Ole is. He's an original member. He deserves to be in the Hall.
I agree.
Nope.
I'm sorry. I agree. I said this.
Paul
Roma.
While you're at it, get Paul Roma.
Paul Roma.
Mongo,
yes.
I didn't like Mongo as a horseman.
Wait a second.
What about Benoit and fucking Malenko? The other midget? Yeah.
The other midget.
Yeah, put the Hall of Fame ring in the Bible.
You know what's great? There was a match from All Japan, from New Japan. It was... who the fuck was it? It was Pegasus Kid. Who did he fight? Liger? And yeah. Malenko's at ringside, and it was Taz and Michael Cole doing the commentary. And they said, yeah, everybody else is kneeling at ringside, and Dean Malenko's standing up.
So how do we follow Luger Flair, boring time limit draw?
Samoans and the Steiners.
Oh, boy.
The fucking Samoans are back.
No, this is actually a decent match.
My big note, who booked this shit?
This is
wow.
Decent. This is better than the just, no, you gotta admit, this was better than the Samoan Doom match, though.
I put the Samoans looked okay here. The Steiners are tired. And this was brutally clipped. Brutally clipped.
Yeah, because it started like 10 minutes into the match.
And although I did write Frankensteiner with a bunch of big exclamation points, so.
I like Double A's ranking. Paul Roma was the worst horseman. Sid comes in at 2. Mongo 3. I can deal with that. I can deal with that.
Who wrote that? I put Luger down there.
The boss did.
The boss?
Double A.
I hated Luger as a fucking horseman.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah, Luger was a fucking dickhead.
Luger was the worst. You know what?
What about that cage match with...
Brody?
With...
No,
Brody. With Nikita Koloff for the U.S.
title. Oh, great. Another winner.
Aw.
Fucking Nikita Koloff.
Sting is done. Nikita, I'm from Minnesota.
All right, but he really sucked at the end of his career.
Terrible Russian
accent. Oh, he sure did. He had that fucking, like, off-the-rack woman's bathing suit instead of his fucking hammer and sickle fucking tights.
And he lost, like, a majority
Jesus
of his
Christ.
Size.
Jesus Christ. Fucking Lane Bryant tights over there. Fucking Nikita Cole.
Plus size.
Jesus Listen, Christ you're... on a cracker. Who did he team with in that one fucking tournament for the NWA tag belts?
Tommy Remember? Rich?
No. It might have been. Who was he? Did he team up with Steamboat?
Dusty? No, wasn't Steam. No, that was the Superpowers. That was for the Rocket Dusty. Cup. Dusty.
I forgot who his partner was, but I felt bad for that poor slob.
Fucking look it up for you.
Oh, it was awful. Awful, I tell you.
All right, I'll just really go through this quick. Match 9, it was Scotty fought back. He hit a Frankensteiner to Fatu. After Scott avoids the big splash from the Samoan Savage, Ricky and Fatu come in without being tagged. Rick attacks them both. Fatu runs at Scott. Scott sends them over to the top rope. Scott was disqualified.
Yeah, and what people, if you don't remember, the NWA had you cannot get thrown over the top. It was an automatic DQ.
More bad Dusty booking.
And that was such an old rule.
Well, that was a Bill Watts thing, actually, in the South.
But the top rope was okay if you jumped off it at this point.
Well, if it was your momentum carrying you over the top, it didn't count. But if you got tossed, it did.
Come on, these are like 300-pound guys. It's always going to be
But I understand the reasoning. I mean, it's so you can book yourself into different situations and make the booking a little more creative. But
yeah, but when you had WWF who was just throwing guys over the top rope anytime they damn well pleased.
Well, WWF was crazy. What do you want me to tell you? They weren't about the well-being of their employees. I'm sorry, their
my left knee.
Hired talent.
Dave's a HR department of the podcast.
Her.
All right, I enjoyed the next match, actually. You guys are probably going to shit on me for this, though.
Fucking Muda?
They've been shitting on this entire event, which I don't know why.
They kept calling Muda the Pearl of the Orient.
Remember the Mancy Kwan commercial?
That's what I have here, Susie Kwan. Yes, the fucking Oriental Pale Queen.
Pale Queen. Ain't for real pale from the Orient.
Holy shit, we really are kindred spirits, aren't we, Matt?
Pale Queen. Hi, I'm Nancy Kwan.
Hi, Susie Kwan.
No, Nancy Kwan.
No, I think it was Susie. No, nope, look this shit up.
I'm Nancy Kwan.
Look this shit up.
I'm Nancy Kwan.
Please.
What do you got to say about that, Matt?
She was an actress in what? In Japan or was it Korea?
I don't know, but we're looking her up.
But the Oriental Pale Queen.
Pale Queen, made from real pearl from the Orient.
Watch, Nancy Kwan is some skater.
Some cowgun.
Still trying to find out who this fuckhead tag is.
Nancy Kwan, see?
Nancy Kwan.
Pearl Cream, made from real pearl from the Orient.
Oh, I don't know why I have Susie Kwan. That's terrible on my part. Good call.
Hong Kong, why you make trouble, shit dick? All right.
Wow, you guys are so goddamn racist.
You should talk there.
What?
Yeah, you don't even get me started over there with you.
Listen, I talk within reason. I speak the truth.
Yeah, don't stop. It's Christmas, damn it.
Okay, I've got a few notes here.
All right, go ahead, Tony.
Wow, Luger is sloppy. That's what I wrote. Why would Nick Patrick kick fucking Luger's arms? Why would he do that? Did you see the spot?
Well, wait a second. That was something that kind of like happened now and then in wrestling.
No.
Flair would have his arms.
This is another example of fucking Luger missing a spot.
No, but this is the point. The referee would kick the arms when somebody was using the arms to do something to someone else that was against the rules. There's no reason why if the guy's trying to get you over for a sunset flip and you grab the ropes to prevent that, that should be an automatic break. It's like going to the ropes for anything else. Nick Patrick takes it upon himself to fucking just kick Lex Luger's arms in the air and fucking Muda gets a roll up. Sunset flip.
Your boy Earl Hebner would do that in WWE.
Well, he's a piece of shit too. I'm not defending him either. But it just made no sense. Why can't Luger just fucking hang on to the ropes to stop a pin attempt?
I think he just missed a spot.
I don't know.
And tried to move it along, but
I'm Nancy Kwan. I
And you may recognize me from movies and TV like Flower Drum Song, The World of Susie Wong, and more recently...
Susie, see, she said it.
Nancy.
Have you ever wondered why it's so hard to tell how old most Oriental women are? Since ancient times, we have a beauty secret, just recently introduced to the Western world.
Pearl cream.
Our secret is called Pearl Cream, and it's made from...
Oh, my God. I'm not hearing any of this.
I can hardly see my wrinkles anymore.
Genuine precious pearls are pulverized.
I put it on my ball bag. Special
my pearl cream like made from real pearl.
My shit looks like two cue balls.
This is absolutely atrocious. I don't believe what you guys are doing.
Dude, right. That was...
Tank says the one spot Louis didn't miss was the spot of Lizzo.
Oh, God.
When he pushed the drugs. Tommy's one of my oldest friends.
Bravo.
Thank you, Tank.
Wow.
Tank gave me most of these figurines you're looking at, by the way.
Thanks,
so shout
Tank.
Out to Tommy. All right. Moving right along. So, fucking Pearl Cream.
Hi, I'm Nancy Kwan.
You met me for some movies, as.
I live next to Hank Hill.
Why you make trouble?
Wow. All right.
Great Muda had an early advantage by targeting
this
Luger's
is the
injured leg.
This show we've done.
Applying the single leg Boston Crab and the Muda lock, Luger fought back, performed a scoop power slam, but failed to apply the torture rack. And the best spot of the night was Muga. I got Matt.
Tunga Bunga.
I got Matt Big Tongue Syndrome. The Great Muda spits the green mist.
Goes along with your big fingers today.
Along with Norrendogger's big ass head.
For the first time, listeners, I'm not even apologizing because this is us.
This is how it is.
This is two shows coming as one, and it's just a clusterfuck.
Shit, who eats the cracker?
Oh, is it man.
Okay.
Can you quack like a duck when you suck?
Wait, I don't even have it on my phone. Shit.
I'm Pearl Sandy Kwan. Make a trouble. All
right, so what the fuck happened next?
Well, the only other note that I had from that, he just, like, fucking spit the mist at Luger for, like, no apparent reason. It seemed like he did it just to get disqualified. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. And Muda's...
No, he was doing it for survival.
Against Lex Luger.
Yeah.
What, he was afraid he was going to pull some somas down his throat? He
killed Miss Elizabeth.
Listen, Muda's a fucking showman, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seemed very out of place.
I fucking love the Great Muda. I do.
Me too.
Oli is online too, he says. Yes, Tony, see it. Guys, it's normally not like this all the time. Just I think it's just the moon or something.
The moon.
Yeah, all right. The next match is your finals of the tag tournament. And it would be the Road Warriors against the Wild Samoans.
The best way to end this tournament.
Now, you got notes on this, Dad? What do you got?
Wait, the Samoans against the Road Warriors?
Yeah, the finals.
Lots of miscommunications with Animal and Rikishi. And they stopped on a charge, and they fucked up a back body drop spot. I just wrote, wow, bad.
Wow.
Yeah, Hawk performed the flying shoulder block, and all four guys came in. They fought off the attack. The Animal knocked Fatu off the top turnbuckle. Hawk performed a sick flying clothesline to the Savage. Hawk pinned Savage to win the match at 5:18 and the tournament.
And your winners are...
Can you quack?
It was LOD with 40, Steiners 35, Samoans 30, and Doom with 0. And they actually hugged it out at the end, the LOD and the Steiners, to congratulate them.
Yeah, because they're friends.
Can you quack like a duck when you suck? Can you buck like a horse when we fuck? Can you take every inch of your butt? Can you shit on my chest looking love? Can you quack like a duck when you suck? Can you fart up my balls when we fuck? Can you take your whole tongue on my butt?
Colonel Rob Parker on line 3. Take a message. Tell Mr. Parker we have this
covered. Holy shit.
Tell Mr. Parker we have that covered, Tony C. Oh, this is terrible.
No, it's not. This fucking rules the roost. Fuck all y'all if you
Merry
don't like
Christmas.
It.
Again, thank you to the rant for putting
this
up with
this is Phil's
nonsense.
Present to all of y'all.
Yeah, this is my present to you. If you. He hit him in the groin with a tot at the seat.
He got a bicycle!
He got the bicycle. My God.
She hit him in the thing. Hit him again. He's got two of them.
Remember when Public Enemy went to WCW there? They're
in the oh, my God. There's a lady in the men's room. I've seen it all.
He got a toilet seat. A toilet seat, if you will.
He hit him in the thing was my favorite Dusty line ever.
That's funny.
Okay.
All
right.
Something that's not funny is our conclusion to the pay-per-view.
Yeah, your main event was Sting versus the Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Oh, wait, real quick. There was one thing that I do remember that I need to mention. JR was doing the play-by-play.
Right.
JR is colored?
No.
Really?
Christ. I did Kurt Rob Parker online, too.
Ding, ding, ding.
And watermelon for Brickhouse Brown for Christmas.
I'm trying to eat my yard bird, man.
Yeah, like slick. Easy Quad with her pearl.
Me from Real Pal from the Army.
Good God.
Hey, stop that.
They were trying to, awesome. Like, stay. They were trying
talk
to.
About my people like that.
They were trying to state, like, Sting needed to win by a pin and this and that, or Flair can win by this and that and that.
Well, that was the thing.
And I think it was Terry.
Luger had a chance of winning this tournament if any of these guys. If these guys went to a draw. Or
yeah, because he was undefeated and he had the points.
But I think it was Terry Funk said, like, you got to be a mathematician to figure this shit out. And I was like, good job. Good. You shit on the product. You should have done that. That was awesome.
If anyone knew it, it'd be that fucking old piece of shit.
You talk about Terry Funk.
Yeah, you guys don't know. If you guys
I
don't
fucking
know,
hate
Matt
Terry
does not like Terry Funk.
I can't wait till he dies.
Why? Why do you hate Terry Funk so bad, dude?
Why not? He's not that great.
He's the best
forever.
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 It feels like he's been alive forever.
He recently wrestled in Japan.
In Japan with Dory,
with
right?
With Dory.
Yeah.
And fucking Pat Buck had a field day shitting on that thing. He was like, I like Terry, I like Dory, but Jesus fucking Christ, end it already.
Know what I'm getting Pat Buck
Let me
for
guess,
Christmas?
He's a Bret Hart what? Fan?
A fucking smile.
Really?
Shawn Michaels
every time,
too?
Dude, every time I see him or talk to him, he's like, yeah.
He's a very, like,
he's
you
an
know,
intense dude.
Yeah.
You know what? And I told him at WrestleCon, like, your stuff on Cabana and then the Wizards right after that was last year was fantastic.
Yeah, he gave us a great interview.
He gave you
he
guys
gave
a,
us a great
That was
interview.
One of your best interviews, man.
We're,
consider Matt didn't ask any questions.
Some par for the
Sometimes,
course.
Sometimes, you know.
I don't see, ask any questions.
Listen, not for nothing. He took one for the team the whole fucking summer, man, when you guys were all away and all you doing your nonsense.
All away? I missed one show this summer.
Was it last year, maybe?
It was last year.
Last year, yeah.
Hey, listen, he survived the Pinky Sanchez interview, so give
oh,
me
my
that was
God.
Terrible.
Oof.
Ugh. Yeah, and that fucking lunatic lost the shirt I gave him.
Oh. Him and his interspecies fucking wrestling. All right, come on. Let's get back
so
to the main event.
Anyway, anyone that bleeds out of their fucking ears.
And their arms.
Yeah, come on. He bleeds out of his ears. I got to fucking listen to Joey Styles play it up. I get it. He's 100 fucking years old. Just fucking bury him already.
Get
WrestleMania
bled out of
thirder.
His...
30.
Thirder.
Thirder.
Hey, we can all agree. At least it wasn't a Bret Hart match.
No, we can't. Bret Hart is the best. There
he
is
sucks.
The best there was, the best there ever will be. Hopefully, WrestleMania 30, Undertaker, Terry Funk. Undertaker really, literally
buried a lot.
His fucking old crotchety ass.
We'll get into that after the...
We don't have to. Sorry.
No, it's all right.
Turnbuckle throwbacks don't condone anything that Matt says.
That's not true.
They probably shouldn't.
All right. So your main event, Sting, Ric Flair.
Sting, Sting.
Another great Sting-Flair match.
It was decent.
Was that sarcasm?
No.
It was okay.
Again, because they've been fighting for a whole year at this point and then teaming up. So, Tony, you have any notes on this before I get into it?
Yes, I just wrote good. I was actually like...
Good.
No, they actually showed this match in its entirety, and I really don't have anything to complain about. I thought it was a good match.
Wouldn't that be some shit that they edit the main event on a... commercially released tape.
They've what? Done that though. They do
they
that.
Have?
But they do. Yeah.
Eddie's notorious.
Well, wait
for that.
A second. It didn't happen too often, but I remember WrestleMania 7. They edited the Savage Warrior match.
Thank God I got it on.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
That was like the match of the show.
Yeah, but the Coliseum video version of it, that match is edited.
You know, it's weird, man. There seems to be no rhyme or reason. Why they cut things and change things for releases. I'll give you an example. I've got the WrestleMania 13 VHS collection, when they, you know, when they released it as a box, just
that's
1 through 13.
It came with that little ring piece up there.
All the original music is on those VHS tapes. Like, I have the original Coliseum release of WrestleMania. They dubbed in awful fucking keyboard music for the Wendy Richter match, for the Hogan match. They cut the music out of everything else. That release, the 13 box set, has all the original music. Everything. Another One Bites the Dust.
Really?
Fucking, yeah. Every single Girls Just Want to Have Fun when Wendy Richter comes out.
They
yeah.
didn't even have that on the original Coliseum release.
No, well, that's what I said, if that's you paid attention.
I wasn't.
Obviously.
Listen. I don't drink that often.
He tells us to listen. He doesn't listen. He tells us to listen.
Exactly. So listen.
Get Noren Gonger on the phone.
Oh, right,
Sting and Flair, finals.
Stick and Flair. Hey, everybody. I got to take on Ric Flair? Ooh, boy, howdy.
What's the outcome? Give it to
me. All right. Sting performs a clothesline out of the corner and...
All these guys performing clotheslines.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Flair rolls out of the ring. Typical Flair. Sting had the advantage with a suplex into the ring, mounted a couple of punches, hit a Stinger splash. Sting applies a Scorpion Deathlock, but Flair reaches the ropes. Typical Flair again. Flair performs a shinbreaker. I love the shinbreaker.
Yeah.
And applied the figure four again, but Sting reached out to the ropes. Just a reversal of what Flair just did. Flair then targets Sting's left leg. Flair performs another shinbreaker and then a seated senton onto the leg. Flair then attempts the figure four, but Sting counters it with an inside cradle and pin Flair to win the match and the Iron Man tournament.
They kept mentioning that Gordon Solie was going to be talking to people. Did he appear at all on this video?
Not on
at the end.
At the end.
At the end.
But if you watch the pay-per-view, which I wish I had, they did a lot more with Gordon Solie.
Blasphemous. You got Gordon Solie on the show and you cut him practically completely out of the tape.
Again, they probably just had a guy who, you know, didn't know two shits about wrestling editing this just for Turner Home releases, and that's what we got.
I don't know.
Because even in the late 90s, WCW was still doing that. They were still doing releasing 2-hour pay-per-views. And this was like NWO era. And they were still pulling that shit.
You know, God forbid they record on LP or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
This is why I like YouTube, because a lot of the stuff that I'm getting now is right from people's VHS, their collection, right. And they're uploading the pre-shows and shit. Like, all the Survivor Series I have on MP format, they're all, like, the ones that Dave and I were going over for the last couple of shows.
Those are all...
All with the pre-shows. We did get the Coliseum video one for the 87, but I did wind up... Remember I sent you one with the pre-show?
No, I sent you the pre-show.
I'm sorry, you sent it, but we had both versions, yeah.
Yeah, but I watched the DVD version that they released, because they actually did the full show as far as I could tell, unless there was like some sort of intermission or something that they cut out.
So Sting's your winner. He's your new number one contender.
Yep, hooray. And wins the tournament. Again, not the best one, but I think it...
Wait
it,
a second, what's your favorite?
This is my favorite. It's not the best one, though. The best one was 80. It was 87 was good. What was the one in
eight?
What was the Ric Flair and Ronnie Garvin? That was 87. Right?
That was present shock.
Not that match. The card I'm talking about. Not that match.
You know, and Noren Donger said before that this was a pay per view that didn't have a title match on it. Now he claims to be an old school WWF fan. Survivor Series. Royal Rumble.
But wait a second. He did address that on his show, and I don't know what he said. It's just a bunch of bullshit anyway. But listen, you know, all this kind of stuff was like for bragging rights. And back then, you know, as kids and stuff like that, that was enough to, you know, get people talking. You know, whether it was Big John Studd winning the Royal Rumble, you wanted to see what was going to happen next from him winning that. Granted, they didn't do shit with Big John Studd.
Well, Big John Studd also wound up leaving because he was sick, and then he came back, and then he left. That was when he found out he had Hodgkin's.
He had Hodgkin's, yeah. And he had a really bad diabetes.
Diabetes.
He did.
Your 87 Starcade, Steve Williams, Barry Windham, Rock and Roll Express, Midnight Express, Skywalkers.
Yep.
Arn and Tully, Road Warriors.
Yep.
Dusty Luger.
U.S. title.
And then Flair, Garvin.
And then Flair and Garvin.
The Garvin stop.
And that was when Garvin, and then didn't Garvin turn on Dusty with the hands of stone and all that crap, too?
Was that Miss Atlanta Lively?
Yeah. No, that was awesome. I'm doing a podcast about that.
Is that when he got in the dress?
Dressed in drag. Yeah, that was fucking fantastic.
It. And what was it? Fucking J.J. Dillon wanted to sit in the closet and watch.
All right.
Hey, champ, can I watch?
It's good that our buddy Snake is in the room because Snake donated the giveaways. For
thanks, Snake.
Thank you, Snake.
So I want to thank everybody in the chat room tonight. You guys are fantastic.
You guys rule, baby.
You know, it's a Friday night and these guys are in a chat room listening.
Nobody's
to us.
Getting laid.
Nobody's yet. Well, maybe later.
Not even me. Oh, anyway. You getting some tonight? Oh, wait, because the wife got the hair done, right?
I hope so.
Oh, my
God.
She's
like fucking a stranger.
She
I
gets
love
her,
that.
She gets the bush like, frosted too, or she's like.
Yeah, no, she takes care of that. Yeah.
Nice.
The lady does it for her.
It's
oh,
like
man.
Fucking a stranger.
Yeah. It's like, you ever sit on your hand? If it gets numb, you masturbate? Same thing. It's like
dude,
fucking a stranger.
Big wow. Phil's going to fucking dive in head first with his tongue hanging out
God
of his mouth.
Damn right I am. All right. Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa. You got the
enough with my sex life. Moving right along. I asked on the Facebook page and the Twitter machine if our fans can give us Christmas wish lists for us, past and present superstars of the Squared Circle. And I got some really nice responses. And I want you guys to vote on them. The best ones get a prize. And
wait, we're voting or they're voting?
Everybody gets to vote. Well, you guys get to vote.
If this is a democracy, we can vote.
Yeah, you guys
this
can
is America.
Vote.
Unless you're black, then you don't.
And no. You know what? If any,
if
all
you're
you guys
black
in the chat
and a woman,
room,
you don't get a vote.
I thought if you're black, you get 2/3 of a vote.
And 2 acres in the mule.
The chat room, guys. If you're in the chat room, if you wanna, I'll post the Starcade event actually later on the Facebook page, so you guys can take a
it's
look at
great.
That.
It's great. It's my favorite.
It is my favorite. All right, so our Christmas lists. Our first one is from Brian from the Neckbreaker podcast.
Neckbreaker, blah.
And Brian's got one. He's got one wish. He wants for the holidays. He wants a time machine, so he would travel to the night before the King of the Ring '95. He wants to hand Vince McMahon a note and say, "Are you really going with Mabel on this one?"
That wins.
Our buddy Justin from Indiana. Justin, how are you? Thanks for writing to us. I hope you're feeling better. I know he was ill for a little while. He wants a bike helmet for Chris Nowinski.
Wait a second.
Who's wait, dude? Oh,
your
hi.
Wife.
It's the Unsilent Majority. Yo. What's up, yo? I'll talk to you in a minute. He wants to give Virgil a friend. He wants
hey.
To give Chris Hero an ab roller.
Damn. Wait a
and
second.
And that's Justin's. Just what?
This is obscene. Why where does this guy get off?
My son wants to give Kamala a new foot. How obscene is that?
That's very
that's perfect
because
he needs a foot.
Well, he needs feet.
He goes, I want to give Sting new makeup. I'm like, yeah. He goes, and the great Muda, too. I'm like, well, the Muda doesn't really wear a lot of makeup anymore. He goes, okay. He says, you know.
Hey, what's up with your stingy-ass son with the 1 foot? He needs 2 feet.
All right, well. Whatever.
Captain Obvious
fucking
over here.
Dave is just Jesus. Going after everybody. Dave is a fucking hate machine. I hope Santa brings you dick for Christmas this year.
Yeah,
big black
one can only hope.
What?
It's like coal.
That's right, Tony C. We going Yarbrough on that, son. All right, anyway. Yeah, feet cost money, AA. Maybe you can get 1 foot at a time. Yeah, Santa's a fucking busy dude, man.
Big enough to hurt your
and my
insides.
Kid was like, my kid was like, you know.
It was genuine. He
genuine.
Really wanted
he's
to help
fucking
him.
6 years old. He's like, oh, I'm giving Kamala a foot. He knows Kamala's got the diabetes.
He only knew how funny it really was.
Does he still have the diabetes after all?
When you got a lot of remember that? When you got a lot of money, look at here, Dawn Marie.
Push it. Oh, I heard noises, baby.
Oh, I got to get that Kamala shoot. I love that shit. All right. Tim Grimes.
This
dude.
Piece of shit.
Fucking Grimey.
Yo, let me tell you something. Tim Grimes is on a fucking roll.
Grimey won a fucking shirt from us last week.
Grimey might win a prize tonight. Check this out.
Well, he's living up to his last name from what I'm seeing.
Dude, he goes, this is my wish list, Phil. He wants to give JYD some Red Bull. He wants to give Owen Hart a Mary Poppins umbrella. He wants to give... Wait, it gets better. It gets better.
Fucking
it gets better.
Grimes.
He wants to give Jerry Lawler a 13-year-old girl in a condom.
Hey, wait a second. He had the 13-year-old part, but the condom? Come on, get rid of that.
Come on.
The King of Memphis got to wrap it, baby. Got to wrap it to clap it. You know what I'm saying? The Great Khali, give him some coordination.
Oh, boo. Should have opened with that one, Tim.
This one's for Bowman. This one's for Bowman. Karma, the jar she kept her baby in.
Oh. Hey now.
Oh my.
My baby good.
When you clap.
No, my baby's sleeping.
You quack like a duck. Give Dusty Rhodes a new muffler?
What?
All right. Stop. He wants to give Drew Gulak some knee pads.
Oh,
of course he does.
This
what a
is terrible.
Wish list.
Jesus.
He wants to give Bobby Heenan one of those voice box thingies.
Jeez, Tim, go bang your wife and stop thinking about this shit.
He wants to give Mae Young her hand, baby.
Oh.
And he wants to give John Cena AIDS.
Wow.
Then he follows up with, love the podcast, keep up the great work,
Tim Grimes. We love you.
You know what would have been great? If Mae Young gave birth to the hamburger helper hand.
And Mayor McCheese has her fucking evicted from her apartment. Right?
And Pillsbury Doughboy just laughs at all.
I bet
off.
You it looks like a cheeseburger down
oh,
there.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, my God.
All right.
How many times Moolah
Dave,
go down
you got
on
the
that
box
thing?
Next to you over there.
Yes.
All right, let me see that box.
Let's see that box.
Let's see the what's in the box.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Jumas.
We got an autographed Jack Swagger.
Eh.
We got an autographed Santino.
Ugh.
That's awesome.
We got an autographed Randy Orton.
Does it come with a purse full of shit?
And a microphone, yeah. Autographed Christian.
Eh.
Autographed Rey Mysterio.
Ugh. Oh, God.
My left knee.
I had 8 operations on my
an
left knee.
An autographed Jeff Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. Is there dust on there?
Yeah, it's Norton Donger's favorite wrestler.
No, it's got a little pouch of PCP. And an there's autographed Mr. Kennedy Fury.
Oh, nice. Whoa.
All right. So we got to pick one. Well, what actually? Guys in the chat room, if you got some good ones, holiday wish list, let us know. We'll give you a fucking price.
We want to give you stuff.
Yeah. Which one do you want to give Grimes? You want to give him the Rey Mysterio?
Who would he appreciate?
I don't know. Does he appreciate anything?
Yeah, this is Jack Swagger.
Yeah, I was going to say, give him Jack Swagger.
But wait all a second. This figure of Jack Swagger looks like a Tony... Like, wait, what was the Rocky Dennis from that?
Yes! Holy right. Shit, it's Eric Stoltz!
All right, so Tim Grimes is going to get the Jack Swagger doll. So congratulations. Merry Christmas.
You got the genuine Rocky Dennis.
And you have figure. My... I have your email now, so I'll send you a copy of Stalkade also.
Look at it.
Oh, good...
What do you? Which one? You won a prize, didn't you?
I did win a prize, didn't I?
What do you? What do you want?
I don't care. Whatever you want to give me.
Pick one.
Rey Mysterio with a broken left knee.
Take Santino.
No, I say you give Matt Kennedy because I know how much he loves TNA.
Whatever you want to give me, I'm not. I'm not picking.
I want to give you AIDS, but that's not in the box.
Well, I will. Is this winding down? What's the story here?
Yeah, we winded it down.
There
okay.
You go.
Well, I have... well, thank you very much.
They can shut the fuck up.
You have...
What's it say?
It says, go fuck yourself.
Kevin Kennedy.
Kevin or Ken?
Ken? I don't
Ken? Know.
Tank wants a case of Mountain Dew for Xmas so Luger can pass a drug test when he goes into the Hall of Fame. And can, 5 more moves for John Cena.
We can now, make that happen.
Now, I know you were doing Starrcade 89 tonight, so right. I reached out to some people. Unfortunately, I couldn't pull through.
That's all right.
J.J. Dillon had a Christmas party.
I
haven't heard back from Scott Steiner.
That would have been cool.
Oh, wait. I got Scott Steiner on the line.
No,
say hi to him.
Absolutely not. Don't. Don't.
See, let's hear
all right. Wait a second. We got some Christmas. I want to give a jigsaw to the Bellas. a hotel room for Caitlin, for me and Caitlin. That's not cool.
Oh.
It's not. What do you mean it's not cool? It's not like you're saying a hotel
Double room. Double A wants to give Ray his 96 knees. Yeah. 96 Rey Mysterio was awesome.
How uncreative, Ray. Who was that, the boss?
Yeah, it's the boss.
Come on, boss man.
Nah, boss, that was the best one. Come on, man.
I would give the big boss man his dad back. So that the Big Show could make fun of him. Wait, no. I'd give the Big Show his dad back so the boss man couldn't drive around with the casket.
Do you have an El Grande doll? No, I don't have El Grande.
El Grande?
El Grande.
Yeah. Give AJ a dose of penicillin. That's funny, Wolfie. I'm not sending you nothing because you live in Canada. Fucking Wolfie.
Send it to his sister. She lives in Troy or some shit.
Send it to Stickman.
Yeah, send it to Stickman.
But
doesn't
Stick... Oh,
does he live in Missouri?
Stickman. Scott Steiner on line one. That's funny.
Oh, you want to talk to Scott Steiner? He's on the phone.
No. Yeah. Scott Steiner, you're
oh,
on.
Oh, hey, Dave. How are you? Turnbuckle Throwbacks. It's great to be on. Oh, hi, Phil.
How's it going, Scott?
Oh, it's great. I'm doing some steroids, looking pump. You know, Big Papa Pump is the stuff. Gotta go.
That's
I hate
fun.
You so much.
Wait, but you said all
wow.
Night. Hi, you want to talk night. To J.J. Dillon? I do a good J.J. Dillon.
Hey, right. How's it going, J.J.?
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Oh, man.
It's not even close. Not even close.
I didn't know J.J. Dillon was overweight.
I'm not overweight. I'm just more to me love.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, we got Paul Roma on the line.
Oh, you want to talk to Paul? Wait, you want to talk to Paul Roma?
I'd give Dino Bravo a pack of cigarettes.
I would too. I'd give Lex some IcoPro. Have you seen him lately?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike. Just
I'd give that piece of shit Dynamite Kid a fucking kick in the dick.
What do you got against Dynamite Kid?
He's such a piece of shit.
You really don't know him. You don't know him.
He really is a piece of shit.
Steiner goes to Biogenesis.
It's empty, Dave. Relax.
Yeah, have another swig of timing.
Hey, you fucking look down the fucking... You look down the bottle. You look down the bottle like fucking Kurt Angle 6 months ago.
Hey, I can drive.
Give Kurt Angle a breathalyzer.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Roma, collect call on line 5.
1-800-COLLECT.
Oh, man. I give Mean Gene a new hotline.
I'll give Virgil spelling lessons.
So he doesn't put
Ted DeBase on another poster.
Give Jeff Jarrett his company and his original wife back. Yeah. You have a La Parca figure. I don't have a La Parca figure, Tony. See.
I'd give Brock Lesnar a new colon.
Yeah, he lost a third of it. That's fucked up. Yeah.
You spend time with the
fuck. I would have given Draws the night off.
Wow.
Wow.
Then I give D'Lo Brown a conscience, you know? Yeah, absolutely. After that,
give Hayabusa.
Angle sponsors Captain Morgan.
I'd give Hayabusa sandpaper for the bottom of his shoes.
Oh. Wow.
Abu.
I give Bruiser Brody catcher's gear.
Oh, wow. A chest protector, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. And I like Bruiser, too.
I love Bruiser Brody. We're going to be doing a Bruiser Brody podcast soon. Dave and I are working on some stuff. We're actually doing a...
You can get Lopez to come here and stab one of you.
Typical of those Puerto Ricans.
I thought he was Samoan.
He's going to puke. I love that. Axel wants to give Bret Hart a metal plate protector on the side of his head to protect him from Goldberg's kicks. It worked on Nitro from Toronto.
I want to give Bret Hart aspirin.
I want to give Bret Hart Melissa Etheridge records. That's what I want to do.
Oof.
Come to my window.
And Tony some singing lessons. Get ahead there, Michael McDonald.
I'm going to be there.
Up and over.
That's funny.
Hanging it to the street.
This is it.
All right, I think we should start wrapping this up.
Wait, is what? Isn't that Kenny Loggins? This is it.
But no.
Michael McDonald sang the Doobie Brothers also.
No, he did backup vocals on that song.
Okay, so it is Kenny Loggins.
Michael McDonald sang the "This Is It" part, didn't he?
Give Scott Steiner some Rosetta Stone software. That's awesome. Give Cena's mom a time machine and an abortion.
No.
What? Wow. Come on now.
That was Stick.
Come on, Stick. Wow. What the fuck?
Yeah,
I know what they do up in Canada, but this is the US of A, pal.
Shame on you, Stick.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I love when Dave scolds people. He sounds like a fucking school teacher.
Don't be such a dick, Wolf, man.
Jesus Christ. Doesn't Rob Ford fuck you over enough?
No, he lives in Ottawa, man.
It's all the same. Jesus Christ, it's Canada and the fucking Frenchie frogs that live on the fucking north side.
Yeah, go back to your Dino
Bravo. Tony C. Heidenreich on line 6. That's awesome.
I want to rape you, Michael Cole.
Let's give Rockin' Robin some singing lessons. Yeah, she was terrible at Mania 5.
Oh, my God.
Remember that? Axel, that was a good one. You're going to win a prize. Inbox us on the Facebook page. That was good. You get
Axel Foley?
No, yeah, din. I like that. A little synthesizer action.
Yeah, that was good, Phil. I'm going to get Phil keyboard lessons.
Keyboard lessons. Yeah, Captain Yamaha with the sausage fingers.
Let me see. What else?
Yeah, what else? You might as well start doing your plugs or whatever you need to do. And then
Man, again, I want to thank AA and the Rant crew, everybody from the Rant, man. You got the Wrestling Call-In Show. You got... What Are You Reading? It's a good comic book podcast. And they got the Rant on Tuesdays and all their media stuff. They play all the current stuff, too. And they're doing really, really good stuff.
Are they live?
They're live, yeah. They do a bunch of live stuff. Good evening, Surfer. I'm just plugging Surfer's show. We're the only non-live show, I think, unless you guys want to correct me. I'm not. I think we're not the only ones that are not live. So
we're live tonight.
We're live tonight, thanks to
tonight. We're live from the Decker Dome.
Surfer coming in 2.5 hours late. Listen, he's here, man. So let's show him some love anyway.
Yeah.
Give Scott Hall some more beer. That's fantastic.
Listen, we don't want to promote alcoholism. Yeah. Shame on you.
Shame on you. Rage. Rage.
Get out of here.
You know, I'm.
He was watching Anchorman. That's funny. All right. Of course, we're on the Shining Wizards Network, swn.shiningwizards.com, with 8 other fantastic shows.
I'd give Magnum TA a seatbelt.
Whoa.
You know, when he was in the hospital after that, his wife showed up as well as his mistress at the same time.
That's awesome. Good for him.
That happened to one of my coworkers, man. He got into a bad car wreck, and his wife and his guma showed up at the same time.
Wow.
That's usually when you find out that they have 2 separate families going on.
That's terrible.
Wow.
I would have given Brutus Briefcake.
Briefcake?
Briefcase. Brutus Beefcake. Briefcase.
I would have given Beefcake a catcher's mask.
And a magnet.
It would have softened the blow.
Jesus.
Or just one of those American Gladiator, like, domes.
I'd give Missy Hyatt a fucking mirror.
Put him in a fucking John Travolta ball.
Do I remember her?
Seen her at WrestleCon.
Yeah, she looked like a fucking melted candle.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, who was this?
Missy
Hyatt. You see a face?
Oh, my God. We saw her at Legends of the Ring. Matt was like, we should get a picture of her and the Joker. They look exactly alike.
Oh, my God.
Give her
Joker.
Dude, she looked like a retarded Muppet.
Speaking of which.
Well, she's like 80 years old, right?
We're doing our Christmas show Monday night, but the next week we're taking the week off, and we've got a doozy for you that week. We're actually airing the Legends of the Ring audio.
Yes.
It's just about finished.
You missed a fucking show and a half, dude.
Hey, man, so that's something to look forward to for New Year's.
Yeah, guys, check that out. Go on swn.shiningwizards.com. We're on their network. We're on Geek Life Radio, Buzzsprout, Audio Boo, and if you can find us on the Stitcher.
Yo, when are we going to get on Clutch and Wiggle?
Clutch and Wiggle, Wiggle, Wiggle.
I just want to say that. Clutch and Wiggle.
You guys have any guests coming up on your next show?
I think on the next one it's just us in studio,
I think,
right?
Unless something, you know, materializes, but I think it's just us.
Gonna have Lopez call up?
No, definitely not.
God, no. Fucking night.
And then the next week, in case you guys need to know, it's the 4 of us that are here right now that were over at Legends of the Ring over in Monroe back in October. And we had quite the guest list on the show that day, including Bill Apter, Joel Gertner. We spoke to Sonny. We talked to the Sandman's brother.
That was pretty funny. Talked to Mike Mondo, Jim Cornette,
Kevin Matthews, Zapp from the American Gladiators.
Talked to Zapp.
Oh, yes, we did.
The ring announcer from PWS.
David Adams.
David Adams is going to be a future guest.
David Adams and Joey Janela were on that show, too.
Dave's going to come on the Turnbuckle Throwbacks in a couple of weeks, actually. Yeah, I just spoke to him.
Don't let him bring Janela to your house.
No, we're not. No, no, no.
And the Sign Girls, too.
We're doing a Hulkamania show.
Oh, do you want to say that?
We're doing a Hulkamania show.
Oh, wait, this is live? Wait, can you beep that?
No,
they
stop.
They know where you live.
I know.
Stupid Billy. Now we're not going to be on Jeopardy.
That's it.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff lined up. So just keep.
And Jimmy Corderas was going to call in tonight, but he had company.
That's all right, dude. Don't worry about it. I appreciate the love.
Well, Joey Soup called in.
Joey Soup called in. Lopez called in.
Shit. That's all that matters.
Jingle bells.
We had a whole bunch
smells.
Of calls, man. Give New Jack the NYPD. That's pretty funny.
Fucking take away any knives from New Jack's possession. He's
give Ahmed Johnson a title run.
Why would you want to do that?
God,
Ahmed Johnson speech lessons.
Fucking sloppy bastard. Him and Kofi Kingston should fucking sit in a class together and botchamania. Anyway,
why? Because they're black.
No, because they're fucking terrible. They're
racist.
Sloppy wrestlers.
What are you trying to say, Phil?
No, I'm trying to say they're sloppy fucking wrestlers. Is what I'm trying to say.
Because they're black.
No, because they're sloppy.
So what you're trying to say is that black people are the sloppiest wrestlers ever.
Because of their heritage? That's fucked up.
Wow. On
I
that
thought they
note,
bred them to be stronger.
Wow.
Yeah, people closing say number. That I would steal one from the Wizards. You guys got a closing number?
Can you quack? Can you quack like a duck?
When you fuck?
I could go back to that My Nigga song.
No. Stop with the... Oh.
It's the name of the song,
he
dude.
He dropped the N-word. Right?
You know, and I was nice tonight. Look at you.
Stop. Turn it off. I got it.
All right. Matt's got one.
I can put it up on the...
Matt, you got it in better control.
Matt's family.
I'm Wicked King, making favorite one. Would you like an apple pie with that?
Would you like an apple pie with that?
Ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done.
Ding, fries are done, ding, fries are done. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run.
All right, so, on behalf of Mega Powers, Shiny Wizards, the network, the rant.
But not Norton Donger.
Thanks to everybody who called in tonight.
Wait, wait, wait. There it is.
Hulkamania show is going to be next month, Royal Rumble weekend. Maybe we'll do it live if Double A and the boys let us.
Wow, you guys are going to hell. And I'll see you for
We did play that on the ambulance. You're right. Would you offer them to them Yardbird? Yeah, maybe. I guess I would, Tony.
Enough with the Yardbird.
All right, guys.
What about the watermelon?
Anyway.
What was that?
Yeah, listen. Double A's got it recorded. The replays are going to be up on a rant almost immediately. And then we'll condense this to what I normally do on our end. But, guys, again, thank you so much for turning in. I can't even talk anymore. Thanks for turning us on. Thanks for turning us on, Cylinder.
Cylinder? Jesus, Phil. Cylinder. Time to go to bed.
I'm fucking
soft
exhausted.
And wet.
So, ooh. Ooh, God.
Guess who gets to drive me home?
Hey. You better take care of him on the Bayonne Bridge.
Oh, Matt's got a rape door, by the way. I can't open the passenger door unless he opens it for me, so he might take advantage of me tonight.
Well, lucky
Matt's
you.
Matt's got a rape door. Anyway. Again, on behalf of Dave, the Shining Wizards, the Rant, the Network, Geek Life Radio, everybody involved, thank you so much for joining in. And we're going to be back next week with another kick-ass show. Not as good as this, though. This, as Tony would say, ruled the roost.
Don't sell yourself short, boys.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah, come on. We can pull out better
shit. Yeah, we're putting the whole show up, but Double A's recording it as well. He's going to put it up a little quicker than I am.
Right, next week is Christmas week.
Yeah, next week, guys, again, Merry Christmas. And Tim Grimes, our big winner tonight. Tony, who gave us the – was that Tony C or Rage? Anyway.
I think it was Rage, wasn't it?
Yeah, Rage. Inbox me your address. I'll send you a prize as well.
You're getting stuff.
And whoever wants a copy of the Starcade pay-per-view, inbox me.
Who sent us the pictures of what's her face?
That was Double A.
Oh, yeah, Double A.
Yeah, he's got to win something for that.
Yeah, we'll send him a prize.
Send him too. Santino.
Yeah, we got a whole box of autographs.
I have no idea what the association is there, but...
Come on, either way. Randy Orton is kind of sexy, right?
Well, let Double A pick it.
Well, if anybody shit on woman, it was first God and then probably Randy Orton if she was...
I wonder why that guy's divorced.
Who, Randy Orton?
Yeah.
He's got a fucking BM problem.
Well...
Oh, Christ.
Anyway.
Abu.
All right, guys.
Good night.
That's fantastic. He doesn't need a door prize. Either way. You guys, take care of yourselves, each other. Keep a tight ass. Avoid the clap. And happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Say goodnight, Matt.
Happy Festivus.
Happy Festivus.
Happy Kwanzaa. Y'all gonna be there.
Up and over.
Good night.
She came from somewhere back in a long ago.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother.
What a fool believes.
Oh, good night, kids.
Taking it to the streets.
Taking it to the streets. A little harmonizing going there.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Hey, adios, sayonara.
Good night, your mother.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah, we have to stop GarageBand.
Yeah, where is it?
Wow.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Christmas.
tonight. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom. Bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad.